InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Investigative journalist Elizabeth Lane is going to be joining us in the fourth hour. She's gotten recordings of Tyler Robinson's family from sources at the courthouse, seven of them saying they don't believe he was a shooter and there's a cover-up. But when you tune into national media, control corporate media, and Trump media, they say that they all unified say he did it. This is huge. And she's going to break massive news, not just the huge news that broke yesterday. Coming up in the fourth hour, Robert Barnes, former Trump lawyer, really smart expert on geopolitics, the economy, what's unfolding. He joins us in the second hour. Victor Boot, Russian military expert and elected official in Russia that nobody gets to interview. He's coming on with us because he was a political prisoner for 10 years here in the United States and listened to my show every day on AM radio. That's the only reason I'm able to get him. It's a big guest. We'll analyze geopolitics, the Iran war, and more in that hour. But obviously, I'm going to hit a lot of the other huge news. Trump's approval rating is down an all-time low of 32 points. They thought it couldn't go below 33, another all-time low. And Trump's freaking out over Democrats winning all these different special elections around the country. Well, Trump, it's attacking your own base. It's launching an unpopular war. It's having all the insider trading and Howard Lutnick lying about Epstein. I mean, people are pissed, man. We're not like the Democrats that just cult-like support anything. And then you see one of the top trending stories since yesterday about 1 p.m. when it broke. The satirical, leftist-owned, Bloomberg-financed Onion is saying that they already own InfoWars and are in the building. I have clips of them saying, we're in the building and we own it. They did that in November of 2024, 17, 18 months ago. This time, they've not even had a court hearing. They're just declaring that they own it. Last time that happened, it killed the traffic to InfoWarsStore.com by 75%. And it never came back. People just think they own it, so they're not going to support them. Talk about deception, folks. And they're running around saying that they're going to, they hired a guy that can talk like me, and that they're going to say they're me and then say lies to discredit me. I mean, it's totally, absolutely illegal. But that's what the left does. They get away with everything. So we've got some of that to hit here, obviously, today. But it is true that we are set to shut down on May 1st. That's how they scheduled it, because they're not the receiver that's trying to do a deal with them at the state court level. It's not official. He wants us shut down. And they're not paying the electric bill, internet bill, any of that stuff. You know, there's plenty of money to fund it and run it. But they can't officially in the court shut us down because it's on appeal. So they're doing it the other way and saying they're going to lease it to the Onion so they can come in here and try to confuse people. I mean, it's going to blow up in their face spectacularly. Obviously, we can block it in court as well, cut and dry. But they hadn't even had a court hearing to do it. They just said, we're doing it, which means Judge Ware Gamble that ran the show trials, she's done this before where she says, okay, I'm going to rule however you say. Give me the paperwork to the Democrat lawyers. They write up whatever ruling they want, and they just hand it to her, and then she signs it. So they think they're definitely coming here to do this. Hey, but guess what? We have the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live on X, major news site about to be launched and announced here in the coming days. But that's why I've been telling you it looked like we shut down the 30th. We've survived a lot of times, literal miracles. People start thinking it's kind of cry wolf or chicken little. It's more like Muhammad Ali winning match after match after match. And when it looks like he's going down, rallying, coming back. I'm not saying I'm Muhammad Ali, but the audience of supporters and activists and the InfoWarriors are Muhammad Ali. And that's what's happened here. But, hey, it's just absolutely insane. We'll get to all of that and so much more. Huge developments on the Iran war front. And just big developments domestically with what the Democrats are up to. Stay with us. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds on X, Alex Jones, and Rumble, the Alex Jones channel. And stay with us.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife coming back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back. It's Tuesday, April 21st.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we have a really important transmission with massive, yes, incredible breaking news concerning the assassination of Charlie Kirk and more today. This is going to be earth-shaking information, not just what broke yesterday that was bombshell. The grandfather and other family members of Tyler Robinson saying, no, we don't think he did it, and the ballistics don't match, and we think it's a cover-up and a setup, when we're told they all say he did it, that he all confessed. And now I've learned seven family members have gone on record about this. Elizabeth Lane, investigative journalist, lives in Utah, who's been in the studio with us. She will break all this new information in the fourth hour today. But first, the big elephant in the room. Israel is now openly announcing it wants a greater Israel, the greater Levant, Lebanon. You name it. Now the Israeli national news is saying that the government wants to hit Turkey. I mean, this is crazy town. John Bounds filed a report. Here it is. It's supposedly low IQ to explain that the Israeli intelligence assessment, even though the IDF disagreed, by the way.
Israeli politician, leader, Naftali Bennett, explaining Israel's next step. Here's where they're going next. Watch.
A new Turkish threat is emerging. I want to be very clear. Turkey and Qatar have gained influence in Syria, are seeking influence elsewhere and everywhere throughout the region. And from here, I warn, Turkey is the new Iran. Erdogan is sophisticated, dangerous, and he seeks to encircle Israel. We can't close our eyes again.
He's sophisticated and dangerous. It's hardly an endorsement of Erdogan, the Turkish leader, hardly an endorsement of him to say, when Bennett says he's dangerous, what he really means is he's sovereign. We can't tell him what to do. We don't fully control him. We can influence him, and it's clear that Israel and Turkey did have some kind of relationship in the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad in Syria last year, just to guess. But the real problem with Turkey is that it can't be controlled, so it is therefore a threat to Israel. And again, not attacking Israel. That's true.
Immediate, full, and unconditional withdrawal from all occupied Lebanese territories. Sustainable calm requires the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and unwavering respect for Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity along the blue line.
Israel is not just controlling our foreign policy. They're trying to get full control of the media, even more control of domestic policy to ensure on their flank their takeover of the Middle East. And to make sure we join them in this. So this is the new world war being set up. We were supposed to pivot to deal with China. Nope, sorry. Israel says China can do whatever it wants. You work for us. It's a big deal. And if you talk about it, well, you're just anti-Jewish. What? Tucker is absolutely right. This is how big empires operate. And Israel is acting like an empire because it controls, to a great extent, the United States. They've got polls in Israel. The majority of Israelis want a greater Israel. They want half of Lebanon. They want large pieces of the rest of the Middle East. And if they think they can go take it, well, then, you know, that's up to them. But we should not pay for it, and we shouldn't die for it. And so Tucker Carlson recently came out and said that Turkey and Lebanon are next. That's because not just Netanyahu's party, but the other major parties, the other two conservative parties, they make up the majority together, they're openly giving speeches. I played them a few weeks ago here, saying yes. They're even trying to start selling advanced real estate speculative contracts on once it's taken over, who will get first dibs on it. And so they're carpet bombing Christians in Lebanon, 30 plus thousand homes destroyed. And when you tune into the Christian, you know, Zionist channels that are the dominant channels on cable, there's not a damn word about this, except Huckabee got asked about it a month ago by Tucker, saying, so according to your interpretation of Genesis, Israel can have the whole Middle East. And he said, yes, just take it all. You want to see the clip again?
It is entirely fair for me with respect to ask, what land are you talking about? Because I just read Genesis 15, as I have many times. Mm-hmm. And that land, I think it says, from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is, once again, basically the entire Middle East. So God gave that land to his people, the Jews, or he didn't. You're saying he did. What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
Okay. So you go take it all then. And that, I've seen Netanyahu's deputy and the leaders of the other parties say on Fox News, Turkey is the new enemy after we take down Iran. Well, it's got the biggest conventional military in NATO. And they just worked with Turkey, Israel did a year and a half ago, right before Trump got in, to take down Assad and put Al-Qaeda in. So it's just, it's a disgusting mess. It's a black hole. It's totally insane.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yourselves in for this Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 transmission. Elizabeth Lane is a very well-known, respected investigative journalist. She lives in Utah. She's been investigating for 7 months since Charlie Kirk was killed. And she has breaking absolute proof that basically Tyler Robinson's entire family, parents, grandparents, everybody, says he's totally innocent. This is a cover-up. And I can show you the news articles and the clips. They're currently saying it, that they all think he did it. But they say the official story is not true. Some of the family members got recorded. She ended up getting the recordings. I'll leave it at that. And now she's been talking to folks. And she's going to reveal exclusive information in the fourth hour today. Robert Barnes on the Iran war, on the economy, on Trump having the lowest approval rating in his history, 32 points now, down from 33. Just last week, and can Trump be salvaged? This is just a disaster. Certainly not happy about it. That is all coming up in the second hour. Victor Boot, geopolitical expert and Russian military expert, elected official in Russia, exclusively joining us in the third hour. But the big headline is this the end of InfoWars? The Onion is fraudulently claiming they took over InfoWars again after being caught trying to pull off the same hoax in November of 2024. Tune in now for the truth. Plus, Iran war plunges Trump's approval rating to all-time low, 32 points. Tune in to Shuttle Live Feed now. Now, before I hit all that, let's talk about InfoWars. I've been on the air since April 15th, 1994. So just 5-6 days ago was the 32nd anniversary of being on air. I got the URL Infowars.com in 1997 when the Austin deputy fire chief that was a listener and a big John Birch Society guy, I was friends with him and his wife, had dinner with him a lot, had him on the show. He kind of was an unofficial producer. He was still on the fire department, then retired right after that. Great guy, Vic Freeland, Air Force Intelligence, before he was a firefighter. He said, you need to call yourself InfoWar. Well, I went and looked at the register, and InfoWar.com was taken by some security company, but InfoWars.com was available. And he showed me how to register it, launched the website, a basic website, showed me how to post just basic articles, links to them. So I'd post 3 or 4 articles each day before my show started, and we were off the races. Wikipedia falsely says it was started in 99. That's just not true. But just a little factoid there. So the term InfoWar or InfoWars was not really popular in the public. People didn't know what that meant. Vic Freeland had been in Air Force Intelligence, so he did. And we now popularize the term. It's used everywhere now. And in 2015, 16, 17, I wasn't really keeping score, but the mainstream media and the CIA did, and the Rockefeller Foundation, the Documents Republic, recognized that I was the most popular English-speaking program, multimedia, audio, video, text, in the world for 3 years. We're still in the top 5. And I just had my head down fighting the globalists, didn't really pay attention to the billions of views we're having a month on Facebook and YouTube and just blowing it away with top ratings across the country on talk radio. But we're talking, you know, the top 10 on Alexa in places like the UK, just wrecking it. In some African countries, number one, it was bizarre. It was popular. And so they came after me with lawfare and demonization and attacks. Starting in 2017. And the globalists came to me in off-record meetings and said, we're going to sue you into oblivion. It's going to start in a few months unless you come work for us. And I said, no. And so we've held them off, despite the deplatforming, the lawsuits, the dirty tricks, the attacks, the targeting of my family, their $1.5 billion judgments. Then the Democrat Party, CIA, DOJ, declassified, ran the lawsuits, funded the lawsuits, all of it. They couldn't get the federal judges to engage in their criminal activities, trying to take it away. And so it got kicked back into state court. And the judge that ran the show trials 3 years ago, Judge Gloria Gamble, the Texas show trial, over a year ago, she put a Texas receiver in to come in and start selling it off. He committed suicide a month after. I later learned from people that know him over his wife leaving him. Never met the guy. I'm sad. I'm not glad he's dead. That was really weird. Then they put in a new guy about 9-10 months ago. I only met him once. He didn't really talk. Came here to the office, him and his lawyer, and they said, oh, yeah, we're going to do an auction. We're going to follow the law. You know, we're going to put it up for auction so, you know, people that support you can get it, or whoever, you know, if you get it, it's going to be open and fair. And we said, they're not going to let you do that. The plaintiffs aren't. And then we noticed a few months ago, they said, well, we're no longer going to pay the satellite bill, the internet bill, things like that. And then starting about a month ago, they began to not pay the bills, even though there's money to operate. Not a ton of extra, but it's there. And so I looked at the tea leaves, as you know, in the last month, and I said, looks like April 30th, because they're going to stop paying the rent then, and it's due May 1st, and the satellite bill, they've already let us go a month over not paying. They said, we're turning you off. So I said, well, essentially then, if my satellites turn off my radio stations, if I go off the air for a few days, they'll get rid of the show. That is a hard line that we're not giving up. We're not abandoning ship. That's a sunk ship. So I said, we will May 1st launch Galaxy Jones Network and convert over. Well, it looks like I nailed it again, because it was about 1 p.m. yesterday. And the crew walks in and hands me a New York Times article while I'm taking calls. And I rarely read articles while callers are talking. I mean, I listen to you. That's why I had to go back to the caller and say, what was it you were saying? Because I sped read the 8-page article. I can speed read pretty fast, about a minute. And then I got the caller off and then announced what was happening. Because it's held up on Texas appeal, and because the Third Court of Appeals has signaled they're going to overturn the Texas judgment because it was so ridiculous. I'm not going to get into all the stuff that happened, but just the judge said, I don't care if the Texas cap is at 2 million. I'm busting it to 47 million. And I'm finding him civilly liable for abuse of elders 2 weeks after the jury trial on the show trial, where she already found me guilty, was over. She said, I don't care if the Supreme Court doesn't like this. I'm doing it. Well, it's against the law to then say you're guilty of something or liable for something 2 weeks after a jury's already come in and just tag that on. But that's how she thought she'd bust the caps. So I was in the appeals court hearings a year ago when they looked at their lawyers and said, you can't do that. And their lawyer laughed at them and said, doesn't matter. We have the Connecticut judgment. It's sort of laughing like a witch. And the 3-judge panel, Democrats, went, hearing's over. And they've kept a stay on for almost a year, which is unprecedented. It doesn't let them shut us down. So you're not supposed to shut us down when there's a Texas stay and there's a federal court stay. Lopez kicked it out of his court 8 months ago because they asked for that, but he kept a stay on. And they are hopping pissed, okay? And we've read rulings by the Third Court of Appeals on other First Amendment issues that literally quote our briefings and cases we filed. My lawyer saw it, looked at it, and said, my God, this is literally lifted from our filings. So they're going our way. And if they don't, definitely the Texas Supreme Court. Because the judge thumbed her nose at them when she did that. She said, I don't care, I'm doing it. She literally said that. And we have that in the transcript in our filings as well. Imagine the judge is reading this. I mean, this is just bonker town. So, The Onion, Ben Collins, the MSNBC equivalent of Brian Stelter when he was the censorship czar, they would announce who was bad. They went on CNN and would say who to censor and who to deplatform, starting with me. He was the counterpart of that at MSNBC and worked for Rachel Maddow, who's, we got a clip of her celebrating yesterday, attacking me. I'll get to that in a moment. And they said, InfoWars is ours. We now have it. We're control the studio and control the building, control the websites. None of that's true. There's not even been a fake auction they got caught in that the judge said looked like it was illegal and overturned almost 2 years ago. Remember that? Federal judge. This time, they just say, oh, we talked to the receiver and we read the filing. He's open to leasing it or selling it to them, but he'd have to have a bunch of hearings. We can appeal it. So they just announce that they own it. And you see the headlines everywhere saying that. Complete, absolute horse manure. And so I dealt with that yesterday, went through it all. They're already selling InfoWars merch on their website, on The Onion, which is, they're totally liable. Open and shut court cases right there. Violations of all sorts of stuff. They're just maniacs. Absolute maniacs. But I am forced to shut down because the satellites, they told us turn off midnight next Thursday. And we've got to go to our 400-plus stations and cable stations. We have a video feed, too. We have to have that. It's like $18,000 a month. So that's all set up, the Alex Jones Network, ready to go, ready to do the, you know, all of it so we don't miss a beat. And they could turn us off before then because a bunch of bills haven't been paid for a month. They already turned off 3 weeks ago. The 7 or 8 InfoWars phones we use to stream in the field and, you know, do reports. So everybody's, our reporters and stuff are using their own personal phones. I always use mine anyways. So stuff's already turning off. So I don't know if we'll make it the 9 days until next Thursday night at midnight. But that'll be our last show. We'll go late into the night. All that because that's happened. But we'll be in this no man's land where obviously we're going to go fight them in court, block them the rest of it because they say in all these new interviews and the ones they did 18 months ago, 17 months ago, when they failed last time and lied about having control and did the fake auction they got caught in, the judge fired everybody that was involved, including the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department who was running it.
They are saying that, no, Alex Jones is a liar, so we're going to copy his lies and make money for the Sandy Hook families, Democrat Party fundraising machine, raise $300 million off my name. It's just bizarre. We're going to put out disinfo in his name. They've hired a comedian that sounds like me and looks a little bit like me. They've already put out promo videos saying, we're the new InfoWars, the guy that looks a little bit like me with a bald head and talks like me with a deep, gravelly voice. And they say we're doing this to hurt him and hurt his brand, to literally wear my skin. You can't do that. I mean, it's just, but see, they're backed by Michael Bloomberg and unlimited funding, so they've been told, do this. It's basically a kamikaze attack. And so we will continue on. We will fight them. But the reason the receiver won't sell it to them is he knows it's going to be overturned on appeal, and then they have triple damages for all of that. So instead, he says he's going to, if the court approves it, lease it to them for 6 months. So they took that, you know, the name and all that, they took that and ran with it and said, no, it's ours. We control it. So I'm going to go out to break with a little montage of them a year and a half ago saying they had it, which they didn't, and dovetailing with what they're now saying. Here it is.
Yeah. At first, explain why you wanted to buy this site, what you plan to do with it.
Yeah, so we thought it would be the funniest joke of all time, basically, when we heard about it. And I think that's borne out, frankly. So InfoWars is a clearinghouse for lies and nonsense in a bad way. Like the garbage that they've put out over the last two decades has really hurt a lot of people.
New this morning, the satirical news site The Onion has just won an auction to acquire the media outlet InfoWars.
That is right. The Onion buys Alex Jones's InfoWars in a bankruptcy auction. It sounded like a headline you would read in a satirical newspaper, but this is no joke.
The Onion plans to turn InfoWars into a parody, mocking the kind of disinformation that Alex Jones amplified.
We do lies and garbage in a different way. We have a lot more fun with it than they do. We're very excited to take it over and, you know, create a new, better path for this website.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process. What do you make of that? Are you confident this is still going to go through?
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own InfoWars, and we are very excited about
that. But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved. So we're very excited to take that over. And look, it's Alex Jones. If he just handled this graciously and moved away, that would be the funniest part of this whole situation.
This news breaks.
Yeah.
And it's an enormous deal. Everyone's covering it. And then...
this is yesterday.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So the answer I'm here to find out is, like, what the f*** did happen?
Yeah.
And also, in the process of that, what happened to you?
Medicine. Antidepressants. That's what happened to me. So we've come to an agreement with the receiver that we get to take over this asset pretty much immediately. Just in a couple of days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so just to be clear then, the actual big exclusive announcement here is that The Onion has finally acquired InfoWars.
Yes, yes we have. We've taken over the InfoWars studio and the IP and the website and all that stuff, yeah.
So here I am sitting in InfoWars. There's been no court hearing. We can 100% appeal it, block it for 6 months if we want, win it. And they're just saying the lie again. This is what they do. This is the Democrats. This is the left-hand path. This is who they are. Wait till what I show you when we come back. Stay with us and share the live feeds now.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you
you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin. Or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone. You know, Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultramethylene Red.
Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I looked into
future of InfoWars, which is great, because a URL, even if they get it, which they haven't got it, they're lying about, with this Bloomberg Democrat-backed, DOJ-backed operation, you're the InfoWar. Information warfare, telling the truth, countering lies, a war on for your mind. This will only make us bigger. There's a Roman saying that you have not been defeated until you tell yourself you've been defeated. For the exact Latin parlance on it. I think the Romans said it better than I did. Guys, look that up. We'll come back with it later. Harrison read it yesterday perfectly on air during the war room. The Roman saying, you are not defeated until you believe you're defeated. Well, we don't just have hopium here. We're more influential than ever. That doesn't mean me. It means our guests, our hosts, the listeners, the activists. You are men and women in the arena. I salute you. So here's Rachel Maddow with her former MSNBC censorship expert colleague that now is over at The Onion with Bloomberg, a year and a half after they failed and got egg on their face, announcing that I'm finally getting my comeuppance for the bad things I did, that I never did. The judges found me guilty before the show trials. wouldn't let us put on evidence, had a fake $1.5 billion judgment. And they always say, I won't pay them. I won't give them money. They have sucked out of the operation over $10 million during the bankruptcy. They've been paid that money. And they never even wanted to keep it. They used it to pay for private investigators, four different firms and international accounting firms to find the hidden money in my criminal activity and to sue my parents. And then all they found was that I told the exact truth. The New York Times would admit, turns out he had meager assets and wasn't hiding money. Hundreds of millions of dollars they claimed I had. At one point, I had $9 million in the bank because I was given a Bitcoin donation and I put it all back into the company because we needed it. It was perfect. In the next 3 years, it turned out that was the exact underage, around $3 million a year we needed. And remember when they had me on the stand in Connecticut, they said, what'd you do with that Bitcoin money? Which I could have kept, it was donated to me. And I said, I'd put it all in the company. We're going to check with the Justice Department. If you're lying, you're going to jail. You want to change your testimony? I said, no, I did that. They couldn't believe it because it doesn't matter. Money to me is just an engine, a funding system to fight tyranny. It's not what I'm going after. A nice car, nice house, medical care, nice travel. Great, that's all wonderful. I like a nice steak. But that's it. Accumulating things is not what I'm doing. I'm trying to fight tyranny and stand up for humanity. That's what invigorates me. That's what empowers me. So here she is celebrating. She's the one that on top of her regular pay was getting $89,000 per show during the COVID rollout to say, if you take the shot, you can't get COVID or spread COVID. All lies. Turns out it makes you get COVID more and makes you sick. She's the monster. She's the fraud. She has the imploded ratings. So here is Mr. Maddow.
In the vast, weird, really right-wing media universe in the United States of America, there's a special and unique place held by an outlet called InfoWars, and its manic host, Alex Jones. Alex Jones for decades has peddled Baroque conspiracy theories alongside a really scammy trade in survivalist merchandise and hilarious supplements that promise lots of things I cannot even say or describe on basic.
All right, let's stop right there. Oh, like methylene blue pushed by the HHS secretary. Oh, and bovine colostrum that everybody knows is awesome. Everything I sell is sold by Whole Foods, and we sell the highest quality of it. NAD isn't good. PQQ isn't good. CoQ10 isn't good. Irish sea moss isn't good. Medical grade B12 isn't good. Why do you go to any grocery store to just expand it? Everybody knows. You go to your medical doctor, they're putting you on it. Oh my gosh, so scammy. We can't, it's so bad. We can't even show you. Oh, then you just imagine. My goodness. Is it rhino horns or something? Is it baby powder like they caught the Chinese selling? No. No, it's not. It's incredible stuff that works that gets five-star ratings. So, again, she just, all of it's lies. Continue.
Things I cannot even say or describe on basic cable. InfoWars isn't just one more thing in the weird right-wing media world. For all its ridiculousness, InfoWars has left a real-world trail that is not just toxic. I would argue it is evil, specifically when it comes to Alex Jones's signature conspiracy theory that the 2012 massacre of school kids at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut didn't really happen, that it was a hoax and the kids who were all killed there are in fact still alive or they never existed in the first place.
No, the first year or so when I talked about it, I said it happened. Looked like there was an accomplice that was reported, a guy in the camo that he got arrested. They wanted to shut that down. But a bunch of professors and other people said it didn't happen. I interviewed a few people and hadn't talked about it for over 3 years when they sued me. But they say I made all my money off of it. I'm obsessed on it. Then they make $300 million in their charity off of me. That's the facts. Here it is.
Believably cruel. As Alex Jones repeated.
Show us the cruelty. Show me the evil supplements so bad that you can't show me. Show me the cruelty. Where's the clips? Oh, I'm going to show you later, Maddow saying, if you take the shot, you can't get COVID and can't spread it. Total lie. She knew it was. See, we show you what they say. Continue.
Pushed that insanity on InfoWars. Some of his fans subjected the grieving families in Sandy Hook to years of online abuse and harassment and death threats. Years into it, in 2018, several Sandy Hook families sued Alex Jones for defamation. Juries found him liable. The families were ultimately awarded about $1.5 billion. But the families have never received a penny of that because Alex Jones declared bankruptcy
after the verdict. Look at the court records, at least $10 million. $10 million, because they had me audited by the IRS. They'd only gotten like 5 point something. And then they had me audited, and the IRS said, oh, my God, you overpaid 4.3 in the last 5 years and gave them that. And the IRS is like, this never happens. $10 million, lady. $10 million. You're a lying sack of filth. Back to her.
Bankruptcy judge ordered that all of InfoWars' assets, including intellectual property, the InfoWars brand itself, needed to be sold off to help Alex Jones satisfy those debts to the families. Well, you may remember about a year and a half ago.
Back it up. All lies. We offered them $75 million over 10 years, more than I ever made personally, but I said, but I said they're going to refuse it. And they refused that. So they've refused more money than I ever made personally in 30 years on air at the time. Again, to satisfy the debt. Continue.
Alex Jones declared bankruptcy after the verdict. A bankruptcy judge ordered that all of InfoWars' assets.
Declared bankruptcy before because I had no money, and they were saying I had all this money, and I would show them I had no money. More lies. Continue.
Self needed to be sold off to help Alex Jones satisfy those debts to the families. Well, you may remember about a year and a half ago, we learned that the surprise winner of an auction of InfoWars assets was the satirical news site The Onion, for which Alex Jones and InfoWars would, of course, be a delicious punchline. The Onion would turn InfoWars into a parody of itself.
Poses us.
Stop it from doing more harm.
Oh, yeah.
Start maybe repairing some of the harm that it's done. You might also remember, though, that almost as soon as The Onion got a hold of InfoWars, they lost it again. Alex Jones challenged the auction. It's been tied up in court ever since. But then today, a breakthrough. This is the front page of The Onion tonight. Look, The Onion, InfoWars. You can see the top story in the upper left there. At long last, InfoWars is ours. You see the InfoWars logo with the Onion for the O in Info on the upper right-hand side of the screen. The Onion today announced that pending final approval by a judge, they have reached an arrangement to actually truly take over.
Hit pause again. No, they didn't say pending a judge. They said, it's ours, we won. Let me show you the headlines. Here's ours. The Onion has fraudulently claimed again that it owns InfoWars. And that's right. That's accurate. All right. Now here's the headlines. The Onion relaunches InfoWars as a legal wrangling continues. So here's NBC News saying they have it. Now here's Bloomberg that's actually financing the attacks, actually gets right. The Onion aims to seize Alex Jones' InfoWars in lease deal. Aims. It hasn't happened. But they say they did. The Onion launches new effort to turn InfoWars into a parody website to discredit me, to put out disinfo in my name. Alex Jones disputes The Onion's announcement that it controls InfoWars. It's true. They don't yet. It's Newsweek. The Onion's bid for Alex Jones' InfoWars awaits Texas judge's approval. USA Today. That's accurate. They're asking for it. Alex Jones has shirtless meltdown as The Onion prepares to relaunch InfoWars. Now, I made a joke about you can get my shirt, the website, but you don't get me. I'll make us bigger. The Onion signs new deal to take over InfoWars, New York Times. There's no deal signed. Satire website The Onion launches new bid to take over InfoWars. Yeah, it's a new bid. So that's it. Lies upon lies. Back to Rachel Maddow.
InfoWars page, like the original, is chock full of scammy ads. The scammy products include a Demon Guard patch, 24-hour
holy protection. Pause again, back it up 5 seconds. So she wouldn't show you our scam products, T-shirts, ball caps, badass knives, silver coins. She wouldn't show you the scams we're doing, but, here's the scams they're doing. And they want InfoWars.com to do this with a guy that sounds and looks like me to then, they say in the New York Times, to discredit me. Wow. Truly terroristic. Let's go back.
So Pure O oxygen capsules? As well as an offer to, quote, learn to float. discover the secret. This is all meant to do some practical good as well. Proceeds from the new Onion-run InfoWars will go in part towards starting to pay off Alex Jones's incredible debts to the families of Sandy Hook. Joining us now is my old friend, Ben Collins, CEO of The Onion. Ben, congratulations.
Yeah, old friend. He used to work for Maddow. Her old friend. This is MSNBC trying to take a show off the air that has more viewers than their old network. Continue.
Thank you so much for making time to be here tonight.
Oh, thank you, Rachel. It's quite a day.
What didn't I say about this that you want people to know, or did I say anything about it that I got wrong?
No, you got everything right. I do want people to remember that it was 9 days after the election, the 2014 election, where we saw the burning building known as the InfoWars auction and walked directly into it, knowing that likely no one else but Alex Jones is going to bid on that thing. And we won that auction, and then it was, you know, held up in court for reasons we still no one understands. And
The judge said it appeared to be criminal fraud, but he wasn't going to go that far. But he said this should be seen as criminal, and it's because he ordered a public auction for money, for cash, and then you guys behind the scenes, the day before the auction, canceled it and then gave it to you for fiat currency off of my future earnings. He goes, for reasons we don't know. Oh, you know full well. Continue.
Threatened by Alex Jones with the long arm of the Trump government, where he had a lot of friends. And, you know, thankfully, these families, my staff.
Pause again. 20 families, only three families sued me. And two of the families run the big foundations that raise money off my name, saying I'm harassing them $300 million at least. But, yeah, the DOJ was criminally investigating them on their own, Ed Martin, and then Todd Blanche, deputy head, killed it 6-7 months ago. And now Ed Martin's been removed from that position, and now Todd Blanche is the head of the DOJ, and Trump is using Sandy Hook to attack me and has endorsed this. Isn't that nice? Even though the Paul Weiss law firm is above this, also involved in the Epstein cover-up at the heart of it, and they did a $40 million settlement with Trump, but now Trump is with the Paul Weiss law firm celebrating this, saying, I deserve it. Just I'm supposed to go, oh, that's wonderful, Trump. You've joined your old enemies to celebrate going after people that just criticize you being set up by Israel to go to this war, and we've been proven right. So just, again, I'm stopping and starting, because everything he says is a lie. Let's continue.
Saw it through, and we're about to take over this thing and do something really fun.
Can you tell us more about what your plans are for InfoWars? I mean, obviously you've got the InfoWars website, but what else do you get, and what should we expect you to do with it?
Yeah, you know, we'll get everything inside.
Let me pause again. We'll back it up 10 seconds. Notice you just said we're about to take over. I have the clips. I'll play them. Clip after clip of him on other shows yesterday, podcasts and news articles saying we have taken it over. We're in control. We're there. No, you're not. People are warning him, hey, Ben, you need to stop lying so obviously here. Oh, we're about to take it over like a year and a half ago, right? No, you're not. Now, the receiver can turn the internet off and kick us out of the building. That's happening. But you got a big fight on your hands and then a civil rights lawsuit after that, pal. Okay? Back to him.
Can you tell us more about what your plans are for InfoWars? I mean, obviously you've got the InfoWars website, but what else do you get? And what should we expect you to do with it?
Yeah, you know, we'll get everything inside of that way too vast studio in Austin, Texas, where I think we also get like a rowing machine or something. There's something in the inventory list that's a little ridiculous, but we're excited to find out what's actually in there. Most importantly, though, we get to, you know, take over this name and look, you know, Rachel, the way people get their information now has changed. They get it from people who tell you that you're like one NMO away from solving world hunger or something. That's not actually true, but no one has really made fun of these people professionally yet.
And all right, I'm going to pause again. Not once have they shown a clip of me saying something. Not once have they shown proof of the bad products. Not once. Did I ever say take an enema and save world hunger? Well, what is this? The way to get around disinfo is to say you're a comedian. That's what they're doing. No, he's a propagandist at MSNBC who ran the censorship operation against America. Of the elections, everything. This is spook, folks. Guaranteed. Continue.
professional comedian Tim Heidecker, to take over this thing. And we look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I have to ask, just because I've been obsessed with it for so long, are you getting all the supplements?
I think that's still up in the air. The first time around, we definitely were, and we were gonna boil it all down into one big pill. Now we're not so sure. But we will be selling supplement adjacent stuff. Maybe water that cures everything, or, I believe that we're selling, omega-3 fish oil from exclusively conservative fish. That's a big important thing for us.
Ben Collins, CEO of The Onion, now at least one of the masters of the InfoWars universe. Ben, congratulations. You have definitely bit off more than you can chew. There's nobody I would rather see do it than you. Thank you so much for being here, my friend. Good luck.
Yeah, one of our former producers. Okay. Oh, yeah, we do sell the highest grade omega-3 fish oil, which heart doctors tell people to take. Yeah, we're such kooks. At long last, InfoWars is ours, and it haven't even had a court hearing. But it's like magical thinking by these people. And it goes on and on and on. But notice they say, oh, do we get the supplements? No. The receiver hasn't let us buy a new product for 8 months. So basically, InfoWarsStore.com had no product to sell. We shut the site down today. You can't order stuff at the InfoWars store. It's still up. Everybody's going to get their orders. They ship out in a few days. We're shut down in like 9 days. Site's over, folks, for now. If it comes back, some miracle, fine. But you'll get all your orders. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com isn't owned by me. It's in Arkansas. That's where you go to get the products. That's where you go to get the supplements and the evil fish oil that they're making jokes about. Oh, my God. Omega-3. Nobody needs that. Man, fish oil's poison. These people are crazy. What you need is a COVID shot. What you need is an experimental gene therapy mRNA, which erases your immune system in their own studies and triples your chances of getting other viruses. So everybody's sick during the summer now. And Matt all lying and saying, if you take the shot, you're protected. You can't get COVID. You can't spread it. She was paid $89,000 every time she said it on record by Pfizer. That's the one selling poison. That's the ones, oh, I'm selling fish oil. Oh, and krill oil. Oh, I'm a bad man. I apologize for selling fish oil. No, I don't. It's excellent. I sell fish oil. She sells poison COVID shots and blood clots and cancer and infertility and death and miscarriage. Yeah, viewers demand apology from MSNBC Rachel Maddow for previous COVID vaccine comments. She needs to be indicted for the conspiracy against humanity along with Fauci and the rest of them. So here's Maddow actually saying it. I don't just tell you she said it like she does about me. I show you it. Here it is.
And I know this sounds like an incremental piece of news, but sit on this for a second enough to absorb what this means. Right? What this means is that we can get there with vaccines. We can end this thing. It means that instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person to person, spreading and spreading, sickening some of them, but not all of them. And the ones that it doesn't sicken don't know they have it. And then they give it to even more people because they didn't recognize they were, right? Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way. Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
So they lock you down in their own documents for psychological warfare and fear, derange the children, put poison masks on them, lower their oxygen intake, and say, don't worry, take these shots that they admit is the biggest genetic disaster in modern history. And the military going around shooting people with rubber bullets who came outside their house. The left loved that. arrest illegal aliens and child molesters. Oh, they're evil. And that's what she's selling. That's what she's pushing. Now we're going to start the next hour. I'm actually going to play some COVID clips at the start, the first five. We're just going to play the CDC head, Carol Baker, clip 12, saying the white people are evil. We need to kill them all because then we'll take the shots. We'll play clip 12 when we come back. And we'll play Tucker talking about it, clip 18, the death caused by the shots. And then we'll play Bob Moran on the mass injection and death. I want to start the next hour. Just remember what these people are up to coming up the start of the next hour. And then I'm going to go to Robert Barnes and more straight ahead. But briefly, I'm funded by you, the viewers and listeners. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It owns and runs the Alex Jones Network. You get great products, and you fund us standing up against these tyrants. Stand with us against these monsters in this long fight. Go now and get ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red. Get the best bovine colostrum. Get the best Trilogy. Get the best Irish sea moss. Get the best CoQ10 and PQQ. We got it all. Whatever the highest rated is, we private label. Some of our stuff's proprietary. We just up even the quality of the highest quality brands out there. And we're doing a fundraiser because the way this all legalese works, if the judge does approve this, we're appealing it. But even on appeal, we're not going to sell InfoWars products anymore. This will be your last chance to get these limited edition classics and new updated limited edition InfoWars ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. April 30th could be your last chance to get official InfoWars products. Regularly priced, some of these hoodies, $49.99, now $39.99, some down to $15. This is a fundraiser for the future. This is your chance to get exclusive InfoWars products, support me and our operation and the crew directly, and help fuel the fight at the most critical time. Take action now. I got the beef tallow, too, just super high quality for cooking. It's all there. We do surveys of listeners. What do you want? We sell you what you want. Go out and find the best. Second deal, subscribing at 50% off any supplement store-wide. Ultramethylene red, ultramethylene blue. When you subscribe, they hold it back so it never sells out, and you lock in 50% off in perpetuity. Cancel anytime for free. One click in your profile. So, 50% off, you name it. Ultimate chill, ultimate energy. Third deal, every order gets a free mystery gift with purchase. Did you hear that? This is today only. Every order on the site gets a free mystery gift with the purchase on top of everything. And this new t-shirt. Look at this badass shirt. Look at this. Look at this. Info Warriors never say die. That's on the back. And Info Wars on the front. Get it now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane.
All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheOptionStore.com to get T3, now available, and Methylene Blue at TheOptionStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitance, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There are 7 Asian languages spoken. The solution. Every study published
it with him because I'm so upset about it. It's just killed too many people and it made too many women infertile. And that's just the most evil thing ever. And it's still on the schedule. And it's so immoral. It's hard to believe this is even happening. But he did exactly the same thing. Again, it's my fault for not being like, whoa, that's a red line. I can't cross it. But he did the same thing he did on the Iran war. When I talked about the Iran war, you say, well, like, this is hurting all these people. He's like, you don't believe in the polio vaccine? Like, that was a good vaccine, don't you think? It's like, I guess I believe in the polio, but I don't know. I mean, but that's not what we're talking about. The polio vaccine is a totally different thing. I mean, totally. I don't even know enough about it, even though we grew up next to the Salk Institute.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that have to do with it? You mentioned Iran. He's like, do you think they should have nuclear weapons? No, I don't think. Not for nuclear weapons in general, but it was a non sequitur designed to shut down the conversation.
And the same tactic that's been employed by his political adversaries his entire political life.
Exactly.
So it's like, really? You're going to misquote. You're going to misdirect. You're going to, yes, dishonest.
Construct a straw man.
Yes. There we go.
Well, you're an anti-Semite? You're racist? Do you think Iran should have nuclear weapons? Are you pro-Islam? No? I'm an Episcopalian. Leave me alone.
The mass injecting of more than half the world's population with that drug is the worst thing that has ever happened in the history of our species. And it has happened now. Yeah. And I know that's very, very difficult for a lot of people to accept, particularly people who've had it. But we are now living in the aftermath of that. And the repercussions are going to go on, I'm afraid, for a very long time. It's not like, oh, lots of people died and now they finished dying. And obviously we want justice. People will keep dying, keep being extremely ill, probably be infertile, affected in all kinds of different ways for years and years, I'm afraid. And people have to kind of accept that thing took place, and anybody who was involved at any kind of high level with making that happen is not your friend.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet. We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal.
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
And they take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each
other.
Just like communist China. I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do. We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my 3 podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I said it yesterday, and I picked up in headlines all over the world. The Bloomberg Democrat Party-backed Onion attempt to hijack this operation, just like they did a year and a half ago that failed through fraud, is like atomic nuclear testing in the Pacific Ocean in the famous fiction films of Godzilla, Awakening Godzilla, and the left and the globalists are Tokyo. I am just energized by this, and I've now talked to my lawyers and others, cut and dry. The Onion's already selling InfoWars products. There's no judge ruling, no agreement. It's all lies like last time. It's like Oprah Winfrey's secret. They just think if they say that pigs fly and the moon's made out of cheese, it makes it so. So I've been trying to get Barnes on for a week about the Iran war, Trump, the flip-flopping. There's even more since then. The midterm numbers, Trump at 32 points. Can we salvage Trump? What's all his inside baseball? He's got even better sources than I do, and I got him right inside the White House. But now that he's here, because he was a lawyer and advisor of mine, and what he predicted came true, one of the smartest historians I know, not just a lawyer, I want to get his take on this because, as you know, 6 months ago, Todd Blanche, deputy AG at the time, now head of the DOJ, attorney general, killed Ed Martin's weaponization investigation into the cut-and-dry DOJ, CIA declassified running lawfare against me. And there were six letters in investigations that went out, not just the one everybody heard about. But they also killed the auto pen when they had that chief of staff come and spill his guts, open and shut, and dozens of other things. That's why there's no indictments for hundreds of billions the Department of Energy shoveled out in the weeks when Biden was leaving, and the hundreds of billions at the EPA and throwing gold bars over the Titanic. Remember all that? And Elon being run out. That was all Todd Blanche. And there's no doubt that Todd Blanche is out there saying there is no Epstein, it's all over. This has destroyed Trump in the polls. Iran's taken it even further. I have breaking Charlie Kirk information in the fourth hour that is exclusive. Not just the one recording came out yesterday, but more. Seven members of the family saying none of it's true, he didn't do it, it's a setup. While they tell you the whole family says he did it. Elizabeth Lane joins us. And again, everybody said it was a cover-up up front. The tranny said they would kill him. I said it could be, but we got to have evidence. I wasn't covering up everybody's instinct that it was Israel or whatever, or the Trump admin, because he had Trump's ear, which he told me, good job fighting the Iran war back during Midnight Hammer. He called me and said, keep pushing that and keep exposing Epstein. Call me twice on those subjects. I was like, well, okay, thanks. You're having a big effect. But now we have the smoking gun. We'll get into that with Robert Barnes' little prelude, little foreshadowing of that. And so much more with the also popular podcaster. Just type in Robert Barnes on X or anywhere else. One of the top podcasts out there. Does his own, also on Viva Fry. So Barnes, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I always know you follow everything. We didn't talk before you came on. I talked to you briefly during the 1 minute break. So you cool to cover this first? You said absolutely. But I don't understand the psychology when they got caught running a fake auction. The judge basically said, well, I'm not going to say it's criminal, but it looks criminal. Firing the U.S. trustee, firing people when they did this a few years ago. Now they're back doing it again. And we call the receiver, we call everybody, and it's not even an agreement. It's not even done. They said, we'll listen to that idea. Yeah, we'll look at it. A judge hasn't approved it. They're out announcing they own this place and they're selling merchandise. When they did that a few years ago, it knocked down sales 70%+ because people thought they owned it. So that way it's to shut us down. And they say in all these articles and podcasts, we've got a guy that talks like him, looks like him, which they do. Doesn't really look like me, but he's bald headed. We're going to misrepresent and tell huge lies to discredit Jones. So this is a new level. When they censor you, they don't just censor you. They then steal your identity. But this is a new level in this. Give us your analysis and what you think we should do.
Yeah, I mean, I thought their claims didn't make a lot of sense, because if in fact there had been a legitimate legal sale of the what is effectively just the URL, just the internet address, it's not the content of anything substantively. It's not the because you've given that away all these years. You never asserted copyright over anything that you produced. So that is not owned distinctly by InfoWars. Anybody can produce or replicate that anywhere. So they don't own that. They can't own that. They don't own the physical studio. They can't own your likeness, despite their efforts to try to steal your identity off of X, steal your identity into perpetuity, steal your identity to pretend to be you with an AI version of you. And those AI ops are out, they're all over the place. With somebody pretending to be somebody they're not, you can kind of tell if you pay close attention, but they're getting better and better. But so all of those were legally denied, and for them to come out and claim they already own the web domain and the brand name, which was always dubious to begin with, didn't make any sense. Cause that's got to be judicially ratified, and they had previously attempted but failed to get any judicial ratification. I think what it does represent is the complete collapse of The Onion. The Onion was a great parody satire site. I remember, being introduced to it from Madison, Wisconsin, where it started when I went to law school there in Madtown. And it used to be funny. It used to be good. And then it became ideological and got bought
3 years ago with Bloomberg funding by the MSNBC censorship czar, Ben Collins.
Exactly. I mean, this is all Bloomberg's obsession. This is further affirmation that Bloomberg and his gun control freaks and the other lawfare nuts were behind this attack on your free speech and their efforts. But it tells you where they're going, right? Just as the efforts to censor you off Instagram and Facebook and X and YouTube and everywhere else was a sign of where they were going towards the president and towards the rest of us, they're going to use AI to try to usurp our identities. To try to pretend to be us, to have a new level of fake news.
Remember in their June 14th thing 2 years ago, they said the 13th Amendment doesn't apply to Alex Jones. We own his name and likeness. And, of course, Elon had to come in and block that, not to even defend me, but to defend everybody.
And for those that don't remember, that's the 13th Amendment is what banned slavery and involuntary servitude and indentured servants. So they were trying to say that they could make someone their personal slave because, don't worry, it's their AI version. It's a fake version of them, even though they're operating under that person's name, that person's identity, that person's physical address, that person's internet address, that person's social media accounts. Well, I mean, it would be a blue check.
By the way, I told Patrick Bang David that like 4 months ago in Miami. He usually believes me. He goes, that's not true. His crew was so good. See if you can do it. As Bloomberg had a post of the filing. I was in the court when they said it, and it said the 13th Amendment does not apply to Alex Jones. He's a special case. We will own his name, likeness, and we will exactly. I mean, this is like insane.
Not only that, they could get an injunction to prevent you from speaking on your own behalf in your own name. That's where they were going. That they had the exclusive right to your identity. Take all this law that has developed about celebrities that, even their estates, like people like Elvis and others, Michael Jackson and others, they get to control their use even after
death.
And
let's be clear, though, they do 360 agreements. That's why Prince had to be, say, the artist formerly Prince. I never did that.
Exactly. And but their goal was to get that right to exclude, effectively completely censor you under the guise of enforcing their trademark law, because they would effectively own your identity, own your image, own your social media. So if you tried to counteract that by sharing your actual viewpoints and from your own self, they would get a legal injunction to preclude it and prohibit it under the guise that it's a trademark brand injunction. So, I mean, that's how nuts it was that, they're trying to misapply this law. And with the new emerging technology that allows them to create fake images of people in a very a way that will fool most people, this is becoming increasingly dangerous. And the constitutional amendment that prohibits that is the 13th Amendment. All forms of indentured servitude are precluded. You cannot force somebody to speak on a certain behalf. You cannot steal their identity.
And you should have seen the judge when they got on the stand and they defended that filing. He was just like, normally doesn't make any faces. He was like, what? He was like, what? I mean, yeah, there it is.
It would have been one of the most precarious precedents ever set. It's the ability of the government to not only censor you, but create a fake version of you and get buy-in from the authentic viewpoints. I mean, at times, you would think we got a simulated version of President Trump at the moment. You know, I mean, that's how that can go. The sort of fake versions could convert somebody's audience into thinking they're getting an honest opinion from that individual they've come to trust, not realizing that isn't their opinion.
And here's an example. Let's say you're a famous music star, opera singer. You die, you give your wife your estate, she gets in debt, and they grab it, and then now they have an avatar of you forever. Like, you can go to Vegas for years and have a 3D thing of Elvis dancing.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and you can imagine other things, too. Have you saying things that are illegal? Having you say things that can get you individually into difficulty?
Well, that's it. Once they take over your identity, which they're saying they're doing, they're going to say things they say in the New York Times in my name to discredit me. They're admitting that. Steal my identity to misrepresent me.
Correct. To contaminate the audience, to breach the bridges of trust and confidence that have been built up over long periods of time, to allow the public to be miseducated about key facts and issues by being misdirected and misguided by this fake version of you that they don't know is a fake version of you that you can't contest because they own you. I mean, that's what that was. That was a 13th Amendment claim of ownership. Except it was even worse because if somebody physically owned you, you could always try to resist. How do you resist the AI fake version of you? They don't know it's you, that's not you. So it was a new form of public ownership.
Because that's the key. Like in Body Snatchers, they put the pod down to you. You die. The new one grows. The body snatcher has to get rid of the real thing. The counterfeit has to get rid of the real thing.
That's exactly right. I mean, it really is, the movie where you take the glasses off and you realize they're aliens. Their goal was to take away the glasses so that you would know that that was an alien version of Alex Jones talking to you, speaking to you, misleading you, misdirecting you. You can imagine the psyops. I mean,
Paul Weiss law firm, top Democrat, the top, involved in the Epstein cover up. Trump did a $40 million settlement with them. They're the ones that came up with this. Who are they?
Well, I mean, you're talking one of the most, Wall Street, deep state connected firms. You look into these firms, you'll find big overlaps between the military industrial complex, big Wall Street hedge funds invested in foreign investments like in the UAE, in the Saudi Arabia, the Arab royals, and the European royals. Indeed, you dig in and you'll find one long list that overlaps heavily with the Epstein list. That's who these people are. In fact, you can look it up. There are people connected to Paul Weiss that are on the Epstein list. So that are in the Epstein file.
I mean, the Paul Weiss law firm here in the news at Harvard and MIT covered up the Epstein cases.
Correct. Exactly. That's who these people are. These are the Epstein files folks getting to try to control your public image and the public's access to your public viewpoint.
Which tells them, I'm not trying to brag, why are they so scared of my image? Why are they obsessed for a decade?
This all started with they thought that you were inconsequential or on the margins until you boosted President Trump from, 3% in the primary polls to leading in the primaries. So that it's all started then. That's when all of a sudden they realized you had far more consequence than they anticipated and understood. And thus their objectives with World War III, their objectives with global economic collapse, their objectives with global pandemics, two of the three we've witnessed some version of in the last 10 years, became at risk that people would be red-pilled and white-pilled away from the reality of what they were trying to create. And from that point, beginning the summer of 2016, they realized they had to take you out. They thought if they took you out, they took the movement out. And that became the goal and the objective, to censor you they created a caricature version of you on TV shows like Homeland. You even met some of these people who really believed some of the nonsense that was in those things, that was in those shows. And the goal was to discredit you, destroy your reputation, try to shame and censor the audience, and then literally censor you by removing you from using the lawsuits. And what was the people forget, It was the lawsuits that they used as their pretext to remove all your channels from YouTube, to remove all your Instagram and Facebook and Twitter access, to try to block you from, they were trying to block bank accounts from being able to process any payment in support of you, trying to block IPs from even being able to, for people being able to access your sites online. They had, you know, Jeff
Bezos. What are they going to do now that the understanding and awakening is proliferating and all these other hosts are just as big or bigger now, and now Elon's basically is awake. What are they going to do? And I noticed as soon as I really came out against Trump, 3 weeks ago, the 25th Amendment, suddenly all the leftist groups started attacking in. I believe he's made a deal to throw the midterms. He's not that stupid. The numbers show it. I believe he's made a deal with the deep state.
I think increasingly that what we're seeing is a Trump that is kind of like the simulated version they wanted to make of you. This is not the Trump we've known. This is not the Trump we've watched for 30 plus years. He clearly has, in my view, early onset frontal lobe dementia. And that's why you're seeing a guy who suddenly loses all empathy, increasingly apathetic, increasingly repetitive, has complete delusions of grandeur, has wishful thinking on a constant basis, thinks things that are true that are not, thinks things that are not true that are, is betraying his own base. And what it is they've sort of worm-tongued their way into a mentally deficient, mentally declining President Trump. And what it is his form of mental decline doesn't show up principally in cognitive capacity like Joe Biden's did, or in memory loss like Reagan's did at the end of his term with early onset Alzheimer's, or like what, you know, Woodrow Wilson when his wife ran the White House the last 6 months. His is emotional and psychological. And so that's why President Trump was notorious. I mean, you know all the stories, Alex, for, you know, big tipper, would help people out quietly, anonymously all the time. Now he's the guy who tells Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's her fault if her son dies from a wrongful statements made by President Trump. Then now we see a President Trump who shrugs his shoulders about American soldiers dying, shrugs his shoulders about Americans dying, shrugs his shoulders about gas prices going through the roof.
Well, and then 20 years ago, they said the Pentagon had a shot to cure PTSD, but really it's a viral shot that attacks areas of the brain with empathy to actually make you not care anymore. Quote, it would cure depression because you don't care anymore. Basically, it's a sociopath shot. How do we know they didn't put that in his drink? Because they have it, it can be delivered that way.
Well, they don't have to do it in the shot. They don't have to do it through his drink. They can do it through all the COVID booster shots he's been taking. So remember, this is a guy who's been bragging about how he's taken every single COVID booster shot. And who knows what else was in that shot? All we know is since he took that shot, about 6 months ago, there has been an acceleration of a decline. You have from the Wall Street Journal confirming what I had already heard, but they confirmed it publicly. So now I can talk about it. The President of the United States was removed from the Situation Room, physically removed during the pilot down episode in Iran because of how nuts he was. The Pentagon physically removed him from the room. As Larry Johnson, longtime former CIA analyst, he's been on your show, still has a wide range of good, strong sources. I know because he'll confirm stuff that I find directly, literally from the source. And that this past week, President Trump wanted to play around with preparing a nuclear weapons use against Iran. And General Kane said, no, we're not going to do that. I'm going to exercise my Article 92 powers to do it.
Let's just stop there and start over because we saw Trump in the last month say, listen to Levin tonight. Levin pushes dropping bombs like on Japan. The other surrogates push it. Israel starts pushing on their TV shows, drop nukes. So we don't even need to believe sources. We know that. Then we learned last week the head of the Air Force stormed out of a meeting when Trump was wanting them to prepare nuclear weapons. Let's explain that.
Exactly. I mean, two weeks ago, when we went into detail about the threat that the president was talking about using nuclear weapons, talking about ending their civilization, talking about a massive Nazi war-style war
crime. Ending them in one day, that's nukes.
Absolutely. I mean, we were all over the place. You know, Scott Jennings over at CNN, Mitch's bitch, said he didn't understand what hat I was wearing. Well, it's called a working man's hat. We've been having around for about 300 years. If you knew a little working class history, you knew that. But thank God that you went public, Tucker Carlson, others went public. It led J.D. Vance and others to step up and step in and stop him from doing that. But now he's back to wanting to do it again. And that's why you have the Pentagon is terrified of his mental state. They are increasingly do not want to execute and are considering not acting out Trump's orders in the coming days because they recognize he has lost it mentally. He makes up things that never happened. He claims things that did happen did not happen on a regular basis. That's why you have him on the this morning talking to CNBC, saying he would have that Vietnam War was no big problem. He would have got it done in 30 days. He would have got Iraq War done. All of a sudden, all the wars were great. He's all for the wars. He just needed to be the one in charge of it because he would have won it in 30 days. This is delusional thinking. This is a sign of frontal lobe early onset dementia.
And let's be clear, 28 times he said the war is won. 10 times he said the strait was open. He says, Israel, I order you not to attack. Israel doubles attacks. They make a fool out of him. And then he turns around with the Truth Social saying, Israel doesn't tell me what to do.
Yeah, I mean, look at this last Friday. Look at all the seal clappers running around saying, look, we've got a peace deal. Iran has completely capitulated. The strait is completely open. None of that was true. Vance had got a deal.
They were like all over me.
Completely.
You're disproven. See, it worked. And I said, it'll break within hours. And it did. I said, Israel attacked Lebanon. They did. Because Israel always does.
I mean, I'll tell you what happened. Vance did have a deal. It looked a lot like the JCPOA, but who cares? Let's just get out of this thing at this point. And told Trump he had a deal, and Trump convinced himself it was a completely different deal. He convinced himself it was a capitulation deal when it wasn't. The deal was they would give up the enrichment for a period of time, and they would reduce their current enriched materials to 20% or less. That was the end, and they would keep the Straits of Hormuz, and we would give them sanctions relief, and there would be complete cessation of hostilities, and we would codify this into a treaty before Congress and a proposal to the UN Security Council. Vance tells Trump this. Trump begins to convince himself that they signed a capitulation deal instead. You know, he fantasizes this. He takes wishful thinking, positive thinking.
He said Friday, they've given up everything. And they're like, that's not true.
None of it was true. But he really believed it. That's why he was calling people up talking about it. That's why he's telling Maria on Sunday, oh, we already have the deal. We just have to finalize it. Vance is still in D.C. We're not even there.
How many times can he say the strait is open before the stock market doesn't listen?
I think part of it is motivated by the stock and equity and oil markets, but part of it is his delusional thinking. They've been asking him, quit going to Truth to talk about this. And he'll agree. He'll be, okay, I won't do it. And then he goes and does it again. They'll ask him, do not call up reporters and talk about
and
this.
And he's posting My Way videos and Slipknot videos.
And him as a Roman emperor? A Roman emperor? I mean, the guy is completely lost.
And don't forget Jesus.
Well, exactly. He's Jesus, but with a ball behind him. He had the demon ball behind him in that Jesus image. So, he's literally losing it, and people started telling me this 3 months ago. We started talking about it offline several weeks ago. When it became clear this was happening, that's when we, put out the warning, Paul Revere warning sign. And people better keep doing it, because he will use nuclear weapons. He will create a massive war crime. And if he does that, Iran will take out all the Gulf oil and infrastructure, and we're screwed for 10 years. We got a global depression, not a global recession. We got a total global reset.
By the way, Iran says they're getting ready if things don't work out to bring out their real weapons. Think that's a bluff?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, not with Trump and nor on Iran. If Iran goes down, the whole world goes down. That's where their mindset is. So Vance has been doing everything possible to avoid this disaster, but President Trump keeps wanting to jump right off the cliff.
We'll be right back with Robert Barnes talking more about this. Stay with us, and Charlie Kirk, the new Bombshell Information. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, one of those sources has summoned the governor. Alex Jones says he knows how they plan to depopulate.
Alex, you sounded urgent.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda. And they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions, that this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state developments that are taking place. But if you can get her to come up here and talk to you, she's a medical doctor, she's treated heads of states, and she really understands what's happening on the inside.
Dr. Lebo, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Governor.
Governor Jesse Ventura, thanks for coming. Now, you've left the United States of America.
Yes, sir, I have.
Why?
I do not feel safe living in the United
really?
States.
Really? Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, sir. I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have to.
As soon as you and I finish,
You're out of here.
I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
Are you talking to me now about the current swine flu?
I am.
Talking about. Now, what is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
I show them the documentation.
Now, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene, an organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
Again, she was told by insiders they were going to do it that way, give you a shot, erase your immune system, hit you with another weapon. I wanted to play that clip from 2009 just to show you we know what we're talking about. Back to Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, historian, former Trump lawyer, totally dialed into the inside. Let's go back and spend some time on this from your sources, because we know they're pushing nuclear war. Trump's been pushing it, total destruction of society, the mouthpieces of Israel saying use nukes, which would instantly turn the world totally against us and cause a world depression. It wouldn't make Iran give up. Totally crazy. Would turn us into instant war criminals. Get into the chairman of the Joint Chiefs from your information saying no to nukes. Why did they have the Air Force storm out? That was in mainstream media. What is going on, Robert Barnes?
So essentially, Trump is delusional and routinely imagines and fantasizes things that aren't happening, pretends that he can do things or we can do things that we can't do, pretends the Iran has agreed to things they never have agreed to, goes public with this, and that, you know, sabotages ongoing peace talks. That's why the peace talks haven't happened. He did the blockade, even though he was advised not to do the blockade. Because the problem with the blockade is, one, most of the ships are going to get through because we have to stay so far away from the shore that we don't get hit by Iranian missiles or drones. Either the ones from the air or the water. That means it's not a big enough, we don't have enough ships out there to have a meaningfully effective blockade. So most of the Iranian ships have been getting through the blockade. Then if we decide to stop one and we're able to stop one, then we got a second problem on our hands, which is China has made clear they will not accept that. And if it continues, they're going to start sending their subs and frigates out to meet us. And then we've got possibility of World War III. China has long been wanting to test out whether their
weapons...
We're
talking a Cuban Missile Crisis confrontation.
Exactly. On steroids. And we have a risk of a Cuban Missile Cuban confrontation crisis as well. Russia continues to send its ships right through our blockade of Cuba. And so we've got an issue there too. So we've got the Ukraine using their drones to take out Russian refineries.
Last week didn't get much attention. The Russians, literally, our ships try to block them. The Russians don't stop, and our ships move. So they're not
exactly
blinking. They're not blinking.
No, not at all. And so everybody in the world is tired of Trump's insanity, and more people can see it than Trump's own base. Even though Trump's own base should be the first to be alert to it. Trump becoming unsympathetic, Trump becoming a warmonger, Trump becoming let's conquer the world, Trump saying Mark Levin is God's gift to humanity, Trump hanging out with Laura Luz.
The Strait of Hormuz, Trump Strait?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, I mean, you saw, he's literally building a 50-foot gold statue to himself in the Trump library that is modeled after the North Korean dictator. I mean, this is not normal, folks. The reason why we're seeing a Trump that a lot of people think have betrayed him is because we're seeing just a different Trump. This is a mentally declined Trump who is being exploited by the Lord.
Thousands of pieces of gold apparel and artwork. Just it's like so gaudy. It's like a joke. And the White House is literally just like gold everywhere.
He's becoming the caricature of himself. And it's because his mental capacity is rapidly degenerating and declining. That's why his empathy is no longer present. Apathy is increasingly present. His delusional thinking is off the charts. And the problem is that he thinks he can do things that he can't do. And that he thinks other things that he could do won't have blowback. That's why, you know, he convinced himself that there wouldn't be any blowback from attacking Iran. Now he's convinced himself, like, take the use of nuclear weapons. Aside from the moral horror.
Start over with your intel and what is admitted. Go back to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying no to nuclear weapons. Let's flesh that out. Give us more intel.
So over the last 2 weeks, first Trump was removed from the Situation Room during the when the pilot went down. There's some talk that it was really a special op that went bad. But he was literally physically removed, the president of the United States, from the Situation Room and told not to be present when they made every critical military decision.
How did that work? You mean they're like, they admitted he was living there. So what did they say? How did they tell him get out?
They said, we need you out now. And he left. And he actually did leave. And so the concern is, what happens if he says, no, I'm not leaving? Or he starts firing everybody in the room.
To leak information.
Correct. That's the thing. The Pentagon was so concerned about how his declining mental state. They started to figure this. I was told this 3 months ago. And that people close to the White House.
You started saying on there 3 months ago.
Correct. That he was starting to lose it, that he would lose his temper at a drop of a... he would lose his temper over nothing. Trump's always had a quick fuse. But now he's losing his temper over nothing. Anybody that's been around somebody suffering early onset dementia would see the signs. And when I started talking about it, some people who have been around that said, here's what you're describing. And then I started using it as a predictive filter, and it became very explanatory. But the second time it really got bad was when he was in the Situation Room. He'd start screaming at everybody. He would start saying, hey, let's do this or this, things that were delusional to do. They're like, we can't get this done if you stay here, Mr. President. Please leave. And so he left. Then last weekend, he calls everybody in. After he tells everybody on Friday that we have a peace deal, he actually blows up the peace deal by announcing terms that were not agreed to, that antagonize Iran. Then he comes in and goes, okay, well, let's hit him. He brings everybody in. He says, hey, let's practice using nukes. I want to practice using the nuclear codes. And General Kane says, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go down that path. That's why Kane's head is down when he's leaving the White House. He was like, oh, my God, this is getting off the charts insane. Because it's delusion. You know, Biden's cognitive limitations were less of a risk because it wasn't accompanied by delusions of grandeur and wishful thinking. That's what Trump is suffering from on a regular basis.
Yeah, Trump's really been the president. He's always in charge looking at everything. So if he's breaking down, he's still involved in everything. But with Biden, he was just milling around the whole time with a whole other shadow government, which was bad enough, but that's better than having a person with dementia in charge.
Exactly. Someone who really believes a bunch of things that are just not true. Thinks he can do things that are just not true. It's so... You know, he's now been told no twice in 2 weeks by his own general Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kane. That's a guy he handpicked. He said, no, you've got to stay out of this. That's twice. I had heard this, you know, these stories coming out ahead of time. Vice President Vance alternates between crying and laughing because of how insane it all is.
And let me just back you up. I talked to multiple individuals, formerly Army Special Operations, let's leave it at that, who called me this weekend. They said, you're dead on. He's out of his mind. And already at CENTCOM and at Army Special Operations in Florida, they're already going down even to mid-level people and saying, hey, get ready for a big problem. And again, the Democrats a year ago were like, don't follow his orders to round up illegals. That's all constitutional. We're like, hey, that's bull. That's the programming for the movie Civil War. They wanted their own coup. But it kind of foreshadowed it because now it's nuclear war. Now it's real.
Exactly. And so you've got big risk number one is nuclear war. Big risk number two is that he does try to bomb all the bridges and power plants. Iran will respond by taking out all the civilian infrastructure and oil and energy of the Middle East, potentially could take out the desalination plants, which means you'd have a massive refugee crisis because they can't survive without air conditioning and 125-degree heat in the Arab summer.
Not to mention a war crime.
Without desalination plants.
Not to mention a war crime.
Oh, massive war crime. I mean, he got those problems. Like, if he uses, here's one of the biggest problems of using nuclear weapons. That, if you look at where the air tear, you know, Professor Robert Pape has gone through great detail. Other professor, Professor Postal from MIT, the same thing. All the nuclear, in the air, all the radioactive air would go into the Arab Gulf. You'd have half a billion Muslims at major risk. I mean, you're talking about the refugee crisis of all refugee crises.
And now, as the war games predicted, Pakistan's threatening nuclear weapons.
Correct. Pakistan has said if nuclear weapons are used against Iran, they will use nuclear weapons themselves. And so you could have you got nuclear holocaust. So that's risk number one. Risk number two is you just try to take out all their infrastructure, and they take out all of our infrastructure, all the Gulf infrastructure. And all of a sudden, we have a global economic catastrophe on our hands. You're talking about a third of the oil and gas offline, potentially for years, not just weeks or months, but for years, because of how long it would take to get it back online. You're talking about a third of the world's fertilizer offline for years. You're talking about a third of the world's helium that goes into making semiconductor chips offline for years. That's an economic catastrophe. When people that have modeled it out said it would be a global depression for at least 2 years. Global depression.
So let me stop you there. Even if the war ended today, it's baked in that it kills the recovery, but it only gets worse. You mentioned this, and I'd love to show something we mentioned. And here he is today calling into a TV program, CNBC, saying, oh, I would end Vietnam in a few weeks because look what I did in Venezuela. Snatching a leader, making a behind-the-scenes deal with them to make a deal with us is totally different than Vietnam. We had up to 600,000 soldiers there, 15 years there, 10 years official, 7.3 million bombs dropped. You've hit Iran with 20,000 bombs. You know, again, it shows he doesn't have military understanding. To say that Iran or Vietnam is as easy as Venezuela is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Here's the club.
And when it's over, and it will end, when it's over, you know, they want it to be over immediately, and I just looked at a little chart. World War I, 4 years and 3 months. World War II, 6 years. Korean War, 3 years. Vietnam, 19 years. Iraq, 8 years. I'm 5 months, okay? 5 months. I would have won Vietnam very quickly. I would have, if I were president.
Back it up 10 seconds. Won Iraq. Listen to the delusion, folks. He doesn't... No, Trump, we're not 2 months in yet, okay? We're 53 days in. That's not even 2 months, bro. Now he says we're 5 months in. I mean, play it again.
Vietnam, 19 years. Iraq, 8 years. I'm 5 months, okay? 5 months. I would have won Vietnam very quickly. I would have, if I were president, I would have won Iraq in the same amount of time that we won because essentially... we've won here, okay? I mean, people can play games. The Democrats can say, well, we should have done better, no matter what. If I did it in 1 week, they should have said, they'd say, we should have done better. Look at Venezuela. I took it over in 45 minutes. It was basically a 45-minute, by the way, a very strong military country. And we took it over in a day, but let's be nice. But we basically took it over in 45 minutes. We took it over during the attack in 45 minutes.
Let me inform Trump of something. Trump. The Germans paid off the French command, bought off about 85% of their generals, so only 10 or 15% of the French fought, and it still took the Nazis a month to kick out the people that fought and then kick out the British Expeditionary Force at Dunkirk. So actually study this for you, okay? Yes, no, the CIA and the Pentagon bought off the Venezuelans, the blockade worked, so they rolled over because they left the communist vice president in and made a deal with them to let their dictatorship continue. That was because they calculated that, yes, we could take them. That was a completely different enchilada because the communists were unpopular there. Not the case in Iran. You want to explain to the president, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no comparison. And some of us warned the vice president directly that the great risk of Venezuela going the way it did, given what people were describing as President Trump's declining mental and emotional state, he lacks emotion. So you'll see him, he'll talk very articulately. That's not his problem. His problem is delusional thinking and lack of emotional self-control and declining empathy. He's convincing himself he's a Roman emperor. I mean, that's the mind. This is not something Trump ever even wanted.
Hitler had Iron Cross first class and second class and was like an Audie Murphy hero. But he still lost the war because he ordered generals around. Trump has no understanding of saying he's the greatest general who's ever lived.
Oh, no doubt about that at all. I mean, when he is really convincing himself of the true delusions of grandeur, you convince yourself that these things are true that are just patently false. And it's a warning sign to everybody around him. Okay, he no longer has objective clarity. So he can't make good decision making. He will not make good decisions. What we said 2 weeks ago was absolutely is the truth. Trump needs to be removed from decision making authority. And the, you don't have to go like full 25th Amendment or the rest. You can just start to ignore him.
What about
your own
the war powers? Congress using its power over the purse to declare war. It only fell by one vote. Isn't that a mechanism?
In fact, several members of the House, Republican members, Nancy Mace, Lauren Boebert, Congressman Davidson from Ohio, had agreed not to vote against, vote for immediate removal from Iran, because they understood that Vance was about to get a deal. Vance did get that deal, but then Trump blew it up. So the next time it comes up for a vote in the House, they will say, get out of Iran now. And then if by June, Collins has said she'll be off, Murkowski says she'll be off, Curtis has said that he'll be off, so the Senate will also vote that we have to be out by May. So basically he's got 10 days to get this done until the House and the Senate say you have no authority to go forward. Now, under Article 92, the generals can ignore any illegal order. In order to use nuclear weapons would be an unlawful order. In order to attack civilian infrastructure like bridges, and electricity would be an unlawful order. Their legal obligation.
I agree. So why is Israel publicly pushing him to do it? I guess they just want to roll the dice and commit us to full war and then use the ensuing insanity for Trump to do a counter coup against the constabulary and then set up an Israeli-controlled dictatorship?
Well, the other people you have that are just crazy for other reasons. They're not crazy because they're in mental decline. They're in crazy because they are morally depraved and have an exaggerated understanding of their power.
Megalomania.
Is Israel and the UAE. For Bibi Netanyahu, if the war is not ongoing by October, he loses the election, goes to trial, spends the rest of his life in prison for corruption. So for him, his only chance to avoid prison for life is to have the war still ongoing by October.
Exactly.
For the Emiratis, they grew up playing Call of Duty games. These guys are crazy. They're delusional. Now you see Trump talking about bailing them out publicly, saying he'll provide whatever currency swap lines they want, any kind of economic return. That's because the UAE is deeply tied in to corrupting the entire Trump family. Don Jr., Eric Trump, Jared Kushner, Scott, Steve Witkoff, all have deals of different kinds with the Emiratis. And so they basically bought off the president of the United States.
And then I want to bring up Melania. What is your intel? I just looked at the facts. He attacks me and a bunch of others 2 weeks ago, an hour after that happened. She comes out and he says he didn't know she was going to do it and says, I'm not with Epstein. I'm not part of this. She knows the Lutnick cover up all of it. That looked to me like Melinda Gates breaking with Bill Gates.
That's exactly what it was. I mean, because she completely blindsided the White House. They had no idea she was going to make that statement. They knew a statement was coming, but not the content of it. And then she completely rebuts the president. She says these victims should be granted full immunity and allowed to testify in front of Congress. So which is not what the president wants. Not what Lutnick wants. Not what some other people the current guy up for Fed chair, Warsh, he's in the Epstein files. So that's not what that guy wants. So remember, she was really close to him. Almost every other day you'd see a photo of her and Trump. Now you haven't seen any such image of that since that statement.
Over 2 weeks.
Think about it. Who would know better than anyone else whether the president is suffering a mental decline? It would be his wife. It would be Melania.
I'm told because by people very close that she, quote, detests him now.
Yeah, and it's a combination of fear and concern for where the country's going. And the trigger, from what I heard, was the Easter event when you had Trump standing next to a guy in a bunny outfit in front of a bunch of kids and started ranting about war. That's when she realized he was just gone. He was just lost. He's like the king from Lord of the Rings with Wormtongue whispering in his ear, who's mentally declining and doing all these insane things that are against his core character. That's what Trump has become. This is not the Trump we know, but this is a different Trump because literally mentally it's a different Trump.
So what do we do?
And she's trying to warn everybody. I mean, that's what she's really doing, is she's trying to warn everybody in the most diplomatic way she can. And the General Kane is trying to warn people. The people that warned me to warn people were trying to warn people. So people just don't want to pay attention. They don't want to connect to the situation is it's really bad and it's getting really, really worse. And they've just got to start to ignore the president is the bottom line.
Yeah, what do you, what do you make of all these white pillar influencers attacking all of us, delusional, like you said, seal clapping last week every time he says we won the war, and then the next day it isn't. I mean, what's wrong with these people?
It's people that are so personally invested in Trump, that have taken so many sacrifices for Trump, that they would rather believe the most insane version of events in favor of Trump than recognize that all of their capital that they've invested personally, professionally, and politically in Trump has turned sour. It's like anybody's tied up in it,
not saying, hey, we got some good out of them before. Grandpa's gone crazy. They just can't bring themselves to that. In fact, I got a bunch of text messages and stuff on X. They're like, you're following ideology over loyalty. Well, you better believe I am. I mean, I stand for something. That when Trump's doing the right thing, I'm for him. Yeah, you bet. Loyalty to somebody that's not loyal to our mission. They don't even hear what they're saying.
Well, it's very much like, remember what the first response to any public trauma is. It's denial. Because that's psychologically built in. So what we're seeing with a lot of these people that are attacking us right now, I understand why, I even empathize with them. They're people that are going through the denial stage of trauma, recognizing, yeah, grandpa has lost it, and that puts us all, I don't even judge Trump for
then they'll
it,
start bargaining, then they'll go into grief.
Correct. That's exactly right. That's the stage you'll see core Trump supporters take. The ones that are the most attuned and they're the most committed to ideas, like yourself, like Tucker Carlson, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Thomas Massie, they'll come to terms with it much quicker and much easier. But for the people that went down the, and especially for people who had given up on American politics, had said, you know what, doesn't matter who I vote for, we get John McCain, they're all a bunch of liars and cheaters and thievers and deceivers, so I might as well give up. And then Trump finally convinces them, don't give up, get involved in the game, get invested. To see Trump turn sour is very bitter.
And that's another way of saying they're lightweights, they're not really politically savvy.
Right. Oh, yeah, correct. These people are people that just want to believe, and their desire to want to believe Trump's...
So how do you reach those people? Because I really care about them, too. But, I mean, you know, they literally say, I'm getting money from Qatar. No, I'm not. Trump's completely out of control.
Correct. Well, one, we've got to call it like it is. Recognize that when grandpa has lost it, you got to take the keys away. As much as you want to help grandpa, you can't let him drive the car. And that's step one. And then step two, support the people that are really sticking. People like Thomas Massey's got a big house race. Get Lady Lindsey Graham out by supporting Mark Lynch in South Carolina. Some of these big races.
Marge, we got Victor Boo from Russia joining us, but do five more. I want you to plug your show. We'll do it right now. We'll do it after. A few final comments, but how do people find your great work?
All that's at vivabarneslaw.locals.com.
And they can find you on X. We'll put that back on screen. Just type in Robert Barnes. You can't miss it. Back in 2 minutes, a few more minutes with Barnes, and then Victor Boot. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue, 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 blue. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up about it. now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Smarter guy in law and history than him. I know my stuff. He teaches me stuff all the time. We're out of time here, but I want to recap that everything the Wall Street Journal and past had to lie about Trump, because I know the issues. 99% was lies. Now, Trump's all over the map every day telling different stories 5 or 6 times. They reported what I was told. Barnes started getting this 3 months ago. He's got a lot of sources, some of the same ones. Because they're scared to go public. They give it to me. And I had Charlie Kirk calling me up before he got killed saying, expose Epstein, expose Iran. They want to go full war. The text messages are public statements. You know, that happened. But I got people, you know, up there telling me, hey, don't go bad on Wiles. She's trying to stop him going to full war with Iran. Now she's publicly doing it, saying challenge Trump. Not that she's perfect. She just wants to make money. A lobbyist, basically. You know, Bondi's out, so they put somebody even worse in. Todd Blanche. But it's confirmed they threw Trump out of the Situation Room. Notice he hasn't challenged that in a week since that came out. AOL, New York Times, Washington Post. That happened because he's just yelling and screaming and freaking out and in there constantly because he does care. But he's like a little kid. And so it's just absolutely amazing to watch all of this. But going back to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's not some shrinking violet. He's not some dove. Or neither is Eric Prince saying this war was a terrible idea. Or the Pentagon's own assessment, and Israel lying to Trump, which is all confirmed, but Trump coming and saying, ready the nuclear weapons, prepare them, load them, give me the strike profiles, and because some of that came out, but give your inside baseball more on that so we can add it to the report we're about, because that is so important from your intel, exactly what happened.
Yeah, Mark Levin was encouraging the president to use nuclear weapons in Iran as the ultimate solution, and so this past weekend he asked General Kane to bring him the profile of the of practicing using the nuclear codes, how he would use them for to strike Iran, where they would strike in Iran, what the options and choices were to strike in Iran, and he wanted that as part of the discussion in the Situation Room this past weekend. And General Kane, exercising his duties and obligations under Article 92 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which says you cannot obey an unlawful order, knew the use of nuclear weapons would be an unlawful order, knew the president made public statements about wanting to destroy the entire civilization of Iran, providing genocidal intent, which would make that order unlawful as well, both under our statutes and under our Constitution and under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, instructed the president, you can't, no, we're not going to go there. I'm not going to give you that profile. We're not going to go through the code discussion. We're not going to go. We're not going to practice.
That's right.
Using
he called for the nuclear menu, and Newsweek says no evidence of that. We had all the surrogates and Trump saying it and saying, I'll destroy you in one day. Then he backed off and said on Truth Social, okay, I won't use nukes. And then the stock market went back up and oil went down, and now he was back at it. What is your intel that really happened?
That is absolutely what really happened. Larry Johnson has some of the best sources in the country. Larry Johnson's a longtime former ex-CIA analyst. Just go back and look what he's been talking about this war. He was telling us things were going sideways before we knew about
them going sideways. He predicted everything as it happened.
Absolutely. Talked about the various places getting hit before it was public knowledge, certain planes getting hit before it was public knowledge, certain disasters in western Iran when we had the pilot recovery, disclosed a lot of that information. So he's been ahead of the curve. It's also completely consistent with what has been happening over the last 3 months and what just happened 2 weeks ago. When he was talking about what happened in the Situation Room, people were like, oh no, a couple of weeks ago. Now the Wall Street Journal confirms it. Now the AP confirms it. Now a whole bunch of sources confirm it. So this has been happening at a regular basis.
Yeah, Trump is asking for the nuclear strike menus.
That's exactly right. And again, folks, just go to what Mark Levin was talking about 2 days before that. He was saying, look at how we use nuclear weapons against Japan. So, I mean, he was promoting it.
And Trump said, tune in tonight to hear what I'm thinking. All right. People can find your show, all your great work. Barnes, thank you so much. I want you on the last day we're on air, the 30th. Promise me you'll lock that down. In fact, I want to end the broadcast with you. I'm going to go late into the night. Thank you so much. God bless you. And let's try to fix this.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Alex.
This interview is sure to go viral like the one 2 weeks ago. Let's get it out, folks. You're the Paul Revere's. We're handing you the ball. Victor Boot from Russia, military expert, geopolitical analyst. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, Victor Boot's been joining us once a week, and I really appreciate it. He was on last week with our guest host, Matt Bracken, but he was on with me 2 weeks ago and said his intel was the U.S. was preparing strike options with nuclear weapons. We've now confirmed that Trump has been asking the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for strike options for nuclear weapons in Iran. And I can tell you that down even into Central Command and into Army Special Operations, they are now openly, and these are loyal Americans, not leftists, about what are we going to do with Trump? He's gone insane. So I'm very upset about this. I have to report the truth to you. We see Trump on a daily basis. We've won the war 28 times, 10 times the Strait is open. Israel attacks Lebanon to keep us in the war. He says, Israel, I control you. You're ordered not to do it. They double the attacks, blow up 34,000 Christian homes, tanks driving around, just mowing down, blowing up churches, pulling down statues of Jesus, smashing them. I mean, Israel is just trying to be as provocative. Israel's putting videos out of them doing this. Israel says, we're going to go after Turkey next. And I mean, just mad dog crazy. So we know Trump's got frontal lobe dementia. That's what all the signs fit. But what does Israel have? I mean, this is megalomania. Iran says if it's not over in 2 weeks, they've got new cards for the battlefield, a bunch of weapons they haven't used. All my analysis says they have got a bunch of stuff they've got up their sleeve. And they've proven they can close the strait as long as they want. So Victor Boot is a high-level elected official over regional government in Russia, former famous businessman, soldier, and really geopolitical analyst and expert. I call him kind of the Eric Prince Russian version. Eric Prince, by the way, here, founder of Blackwater, was totally against this war, predicted everything would happen. He spent 10 years in the infamous CMU unit, United States Penitentiary in Marion, as a political prisoner. In December 2022, he was exchanged in the prisoner swap with Brittany Griner. He is now deputy in the region, and we'll get into all that. Real Victor Boot, he just launched a few weeks ago on X. Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T, on X. So it's great to have him here with us, but obviously things are deteriorating quickly. The Wall Street Journal reports, and I have sources that already said this, so I can tell you it's accurate, that Trump is beside himself being trapped in this war, but just basically gyrates between thinking everything's going to be okay to not knowing what to do, and that Israel's got basically full control of his brain. And then we've got major articles that tie into this. Talk about the end of the First Amendment. The U.S. government has announced anyone that criticizes Israel in any way, and even the war, will be banned from entering the United States for the World Cup and then other events. Now, translate that. It means NSA technology, not just Palantir, there's a whole scope of it, is watching everything you say, and if you criticize this war, we're going to get you. The ADL called for this a month ago. So This is a whole new level of tyranny. So, Victor Booth, thank you for joining us. I always end up asking the questions, but you've got a lot of points you'd like to make. Would you like to start with an update on the war? Both, it's all part of the same war, globally, a new world war, call it what you want. In Iran, where that's going, how it ties into Ukraine, what's happening there, and just any other angles or ideas of how to defuse this situation. Victor Booth, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Well, you're absolutely right. It's getting every time crazier and crazier. You can't even, you know, give a proper how to even name it. You know, it's really out of the all limits. It's craziness, whether it's dementia, whether it's a global a plan to really to do the new reset. But definitely it doesn't go very well for everybody. First of all, we are in the age when this, you know, truce will expire in several hours, and we're expecting what would be the next decision made by Trump. Basically, he has three choices, whether he gonna again attacking Iran, you know, bomb it, but it definitely will not bring anything new. It would be the same result. Regime and the Iranian people are rooting for their own independence. It would be impossible to do anything with them unless they decide to launch the ground operation, which is I doubt that Trump have a guts to go for the ground operation, especially after that disastrous attempt to go and dig for the enriched uranium near the Isfahan. And the third one, which would be no war, no peace situation, which is, again, you know, he will manipulate the stock market, making every time, you know, additional $500 million, $1 billion, because somebody having inside information, either they're going to predict that the price of oil will go up or will go down or something on that matter. But what is I have just recently, about half an hour ago, it's very interesting update. Finally, Iranians, maybe for the first time, telling that, hey, if United States attack us again, we will be ready to shift the military action on U.S. soil. Think of this. And that was not just the rumors. Apparently, I can even tell the name who said this. This is a deputy of their parliamentary commission for national security, Abbas Mokhtadai, who actually says, if they threaten to us, well, this is a direct quote. Now they won't again come to us and attack us. We don't want war, but if they attack us, what, we have to sit and do nothing. So this will lead to situation where there is would be our response on the streets of United States. And Trump must know that. So do Iran have the missiles which can reach United States? Well, maybe not yet, but they definitely have enough drones. And think of this, there is a bunch of the ships in Atlantic or Pacific which can be a perfect launch basis, because one container opens up and there is a swarm of the drones which goes and definitely start inflicting the damage to United States. Not even critical one. It's just
so
political
you're getting at the
issue.
Iran statement that we got a lot of cards we haven't played yet.
Correct. That's exactly. And this is one of this confirming. And look, in this situation, Iranians have been playing very responsibly, you know, especially we know what's happening with this negotiation in Islamabad. Apparently, G.D. Vance was not allowed to go. Kushner and Witkoff, so-called negotiators, are still in, Washington. So basically, again, eventually Trump used this as a pretext to just continue the war. If they've been negotiating in the good faith, we don't know yet. There is not much leaks going from American side. But one thing is very clear, that, we are very, very far from peaceful resolution. And situation is really, as you said, maybe half an inch now from the going into nuclear stage.
But you hit my key question. But only from an angle. I want you to get into it deeper, Victor. Clearly, Trump is a different Trump. He's all over the place. He's saying things that are wrong constantly. You know, he said the war has been going 5 months, you know, just today, just all sorts of things. Clearly he's degraded, but that's what my point was. Israel's not degraded and is stoking all of this, even though every outcome is horrible, even for them down the road. I know because Netanyahu by October will be in prison if he doesn't stoke this war. So we know his motive and then some of his controllers, but either way you slice it, it is insane. I mean, even if someone has full mental capacity, it's still not even rolling dice here. This is not in well. It's been proven as the Pentagon. Everybody else told Trump. Now he's mad at everybody. Now they had to throw him out of the Situation Room. I've confirmed that. And they just told him, please go. And he did finally listen because he's yelling and screaming constantly. And I've confirmed this for months. It's getting worse. And so I'm just wondering how far this goes. But what about the mindset of Israel? What is wrong with them?
Well, it's difficult to say. It's definitely something on fanatical level where it's more now, you know, going to these religious zealots who decided that their chance. We know there is a, you know, cause for this Messiah to appear very soon, that they are, you know, soldiers openly wearing a great Israel, you know, insignia, telling, oh, this is time from, you know, one river to Euphrates River and so on. So basically,
you got the third temple, and Trump's going to read about the third temple tomorrow. No, tonight. Did you hear he's going to read about the building of the temple tonight on TV?
Yeah, correct. And look, it's not only this. They're looking for pretext how to destroy the Ajax Amox. You know, they talking openly, you know, about the completely demolished.
Well, that's right. The head of Israeli intelligence said a month ago, we should shoot our own missile at the mosque at the Temple Mount and blame it on Iran and blow it up, which is the third most holy site. The Muslims will go completely ape if that happens.
Well, that's it. They're just trying to ignite, you know, all out war. And think of this, no reasonable military expert would say that if all Arabs, all Muslims will definitely unite and declare Israeli like enemies because they destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque, how long Israel can withstand that?
And by the way, we know in the war games, they'll just drive across in Jeeps and Humvees and trucks and you know, all of it. And there's not enough munitions that the U.S. or Israel has to stop millions of Muslims just driving across in their vehicles with handguns and rifles. It's over for Israel then.
That's it. That's like, I don't know, whether they're deciding, you know, it's a equivalent of committing suicide by cop. Maybe, you know, these elites deciding to commit suicide of entire country. Let's create the war and let's, you know, as a result of this war, we killed, you know, ourselves. Who knows? Because we see recently they're committing economical suicide very easily. Now, why not, you know, Bibi deciding, let me commit, you know, a entire, you know, country suicide this way, you know, by calling aggression or by attacking Iran. Who knows? But that's definitely, as you said, not only the Trump issue with the dementia, but I think there is something also there the specialist psychologist or psychiatrist has to look and think what is and why, you know, Israeli leadership behaving like that. Because no any reasonable leader of its own country will act in this situation on such disregard just to the, you know, obvious facts as a, okay, can you really withstand this? Can you afford to have this damage? Can you see any future? Because, look, if you are starting the war without thinking how you want to end this war, if you're starting the war without your clear political objectives, so you are in situation right now. Look, it's very now confusing even to listen. What was the objective for Trump to start the war? You know that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapons anymore, or that international threat, international
he
terrorist.
He said again on Fox today, the war is won.
Well, that's it. How many times he already declared that the bloody war is won? But why he not backing off? That's the problem. And the problem is a question for me, like for anybody, at least, you know, I know, look, America was bragging for so long that they have this check and balances in the government, that president cannot take any stupid decision without Congress, you know, put, you know, brakes on him. But apparently there is a Congress, there is a, you know, all the other chambers, but nothing happened. Nobody trying even to press on these brakes, or eventually brakes not working. So what are we going to do if, you know, tomorrow Trump gives this order, go and nuke the Iran? So, I mean, then it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen next. And this is now becoming a mess, because it's not only Trump shut down the oil supply, he cut off critical other material. There is a shortage of aluminum, shortage of fertilizer, shortage of the gallium gas for the microchips, which cause shortage of the, you know, precursors and the raw material for petrochemicals, which means all that sophisticated plastic, cardboard stuff, all will be very soon in the short supply. Population of many countries will face hunger because there is not enough fertilizer. So every person on this planet will, you know, say the name of the Trump and curse him for maybe several generations, and we are lucky to survive. That's the issue.
Well, that's right, and it all started changing 9 months ago. And just looking at Israel's psychology, 34,000 homes, that's an international assessment, blown up in the last month by Israel. They blew up the only bridges from southern to northern Lebanon. They're blowing up ancient churches. The Israelis then go in and tear down the crucifix, Jesus, everything, and broadcast it, and then say, oh, we're sorry. They're clearly trying to cause a provocation, which is like suicide by war. Because you're a military analyst. I'm a layperson. I study it. There's no good way here. It's like, let's be evil. Let's be crazy. And Israel didn't used to be this bad. I mean, they are totally, and I see on Israeli TV, we're going to nuke everybody. We're God, the third temple leaders. We're unstoppable. We rule the earth. It's like a demon has possessed Israel's leadership.
Correct. They only bringing to the world destruction, bombing, you know, and the Trump deciding, oh, he also drank this Kool-Aid of suicide cult and going exactly with the same. Let's gonna bomb in Iran the hospitals. Let's bomb their power station. Let's bomb all their bridges. Let's bomb, you know, everything else.
All their universities. Iran. While people, during the day, they blow them up when they're full of people.
Well, they don't care. And that's where the problem is. You know, what we do if the person who can press this famous big red button are completely unfit and crazy. What the mechanism now the United States have to stop it? Whether the, you know, somebody at the top military leadership of United States have enough guts and courage come and to say, hey, it's illegal order. You know, we yet to see that. But the problem is,
I'm told the chairman told him that over the weekend.
Yeah, the idea is, look, either this would be cool right in the White House to prevent the complete destruction of the whatever we understand of the normal peaceful life. Because right now, as we speak, the consequences of this attack on Iran, of the Israel and United States, already will be reverberating at least for the 1.5 year if we stop today and try to repair the damage. So the question is, think of this, if the new stage of this conflict will start tomorrow again, then we are coming into the eventually, if not nuclear winter, but definitely a very deep economical crisis.
Economic winter, exactly. So this, pulling back here, imagine, you know, what the Russians are doing, what the Chinese are doing, where everybody else is going to get very prepared, what do you call it, belligerent, just ready to fight. And then, you know, the subs, the weapons are all, the locks are off, the fingers are on the dials now, because you would expect that. Russia's encircled with high-speed missiles that can be loaded quickly with nukes for a sneak attack, as Putin said. We see a large aeronautical attack. We got to commit to hit. We got to get our missiles off. That's our doctrine, too. I mean, this is, you can feel that, you can cut the danger in the air with a knife.
Correct. And this is why even that famous doomsday clock is now what, 80 seconds? It's never been that short to the, you know, end of it. Look, there is no even way to really say, okay, what is a, how to find the off-ramp for this situation? Because look, There is no diplomacy anymore left because nobody will trust to the way United States, by its behavior, destroyed all rules and principle of diplomacy. While you're having negotiation, you're attacking and killing some other leadership, and then you're sending the same team of negotiators back to Iran and thinking, oh, they must surrender, they must give. And you flipping your demands every time, and there is no clear desire really to find the settlements, whether it's United States, whether it's Israel's. And Israel behaving like, you know, completely bully of the bloc who said, look, I don't care. I just go and, you know, start the fight, whatever consequences will be.
Because they think and their big brother America is going to be there.
That's right, but underlying question is very simple. Look, what Trump is doing is really destroying, first of all, the international finance system based on petrodollar. You see, you know that they recently, UAE, what was yesterday or day before yesterday, when they came to United States and said, hey, because we've got this so huge damage, please pay our bills. You know, yeah, we're not bail asking us out. For this
and if they don't, Trump right. is weakening the petrodollar that is the source, not our military. The real source is the petrodollar.
Correct. And now what the UAE telling, either you cover us, the whatever we lost because of this, because we are not anymore exporting the oil through the Hormuz trade because of shutdown by you, you know, we will be forced to switch to trade into the Chinese yuan or other currencies. And if this, you know, UAE stop trading, and they've been the biggest traders in the, diesel, in the gas, and all other products, not even crude. This is basically end of the petrodollar dominance. How are you going to force, you know, then Saudis, then the Qataris to sell anything into dollars?
And again, Pentagon told Trump that Iran would hit the UAE and everywhere else bases were, and it happened. That's why Eric Prince couldn't believe he did it. I mean, I blame Israel again because Trump is a mental midget when it comes to military, even before. Israel is psychotic. Israel's leadership literally should be locked up. They're demons.
I don't know whether you put them in suicide watch, you know, kind for country or what you do, you know, strip them of all clothes, you know, make sure they're not wearing anything to harm themselves. But the problem is they're trying to harm entire planet. And that's the issue.
What do you think of Israel's new plan they're all pushing to hit Turkey next? They have the biggest military in Europe, conventional.
Well, that's why, look, if you see insanity in its pure form, what you gonna do? You know, if somebody gonna be berserk or completely crazy, how you gonna stop him? You know, call the special, ambulance to pack them and bring to some safe place? I don't know. That's really, we need to find the answer for this. But very interesting points is, just recently saw the statistics of the attacks. Apparently, Iranians attack UAE like 3,000 and whatever, you know, over 600 missiles was attacked or whatever, drones altogether, you know, attacks on military sites on UAE, and only 2,800 to Israel. Think of this and why it's happened. Apparently, the Americans use the UAE territory to stage an attack against Iran. So Iran responded. And what kind of craziness you will be when you're attacking from even residential areas near Ras Al Khaimah in UAE, near other, you know, stuff, intentionally waiting that there would be damage for civilian infrastructure and then blame Iran? That's really out of the any proportion.
By the way, guys, pull up maps of Iranian strikes versus U.S.-Israel strikes. And it was even in The Economist magazine, I saw an online data point. The Iranian strikes are incredible precision, and they go, oh, look, they're better than Israel and the U.S. No, they're not better than ours. They're 30 years behind. We're bombing civilians on purpose. It's not misguided. It's terrorism. Not in our name, folks. Victor Boot is on fire. He's my guest. Follow him on X at Real Victor Boot. I'll be right back in a few minutes. Stay with us.
I've been an oil filter as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin. Or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Guest, elected official in Russia, former political prisoner, geopolitical military expert, international businessman. I've been asking a lot of questions, interrupting quite a bit, but it's been powerful information. I'm going to give you the floor the next 10 minutes or so to go wherever you want. Then I've got some other questions and just give you an update of what's happening here, because even though Trump's got a lot of issues, some of this is conscious. He's throwing the election for the Democrats. I've talked to folks during the meetings. He has a 32% approval rating. He took the Justice Department investigation off of what happened to us with the previous administration, with the CIA and FBI running the attacks on us that got declassified, even by his administration earlier, over a year ago. And now, since I've been really going after Trump the last month, you can see it all over the news. All the known Democrat Party operatives at MSNBC, CNN, you name it, New York Times, that we know are spooks, okay? So it's the CIA. It's Obama's people, actually. Now Obama's known operatives have opened up on me. And it's not about making me the story. It's just a fact. Hundreds of articles again today, dirty tricks. All as soon as I did that, they opened up on me, which I've already seen. Trump didn't understand this, the first admin, how the CIA-controlled Operation Mockingbird, Modern Systems, under the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, where they call you a Russian agent or something else, they do this to you. But now what they did to me starting 10 years ago, they've now relaunched in earnest the minute I came out and said 25th Amendment him. So that adds into this whole constellation, what you warned up a few weeks ago, that they're going to start coming after the people that are exposing this. And I can now tell you they are moving very fast, Victor. You've got the floor.
Yeah, correct. Look, because we have now to think about two facts. Whether the Trump was really a Trojan horse using the all this, you know, talking points about MAGA, make America great again, why we need the foreign entanglements, endless war, we need to mind our business, you know, reconstruct, make, you know, America beautiful again. And then the people trust him. That's why how he was able to really, really win the last election. But then, you know, I don't believe he just changed his mind, you know, after the election, whatever. I think this was a get-go plan from beginning, how they let him win this election. Why the Obama operatives and all that, you know, forces and troops who've been ready to create a riot and panic after the election result was announced, apparently was very quiet. There was no, you know, riots. Nobody burned anything when the Trump win the election. So eventually somebody say, okay, keep it down, keep it down. And plus, you know, we know that they all belongs to the same Epstein coalition, basically. All those actors, all those name of politician, all those, you know, people who ever goes, how you call it, movers and shakers of the present day politics United States are in Epstein files, including Trump himself. So this is a starting point, you know. Second one, okay, where is logic? If Trump behaved like this, either he perfectly know and have this scenario where somebody on his closest cycle say, there will be no election, don't worry. How? We will call, we start the war, we call the emergency, we put, you know, shut down everything, we put FEMA concentration camp, activate them, we put those who dissent at this concentration camp, shut them down. Well, we have a couple voices, we need definitely those independent ones whom we cannot buy, whom we cannot shut down, let's call them down. And then the remaining pillar of American system, independent courts would be also completely, you know, demolished and removed. And then you have 100% dictatorship. And then the Trump will be, you know, bluffing and laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Now I am an emperor. And this would be end of the everything, you know, for last, what, 30, 40 years that you guys been trying and pushing and not letting American people to lose their hope. Would be done. We know perfectly well that the main reason that the globalists decided that they are too tired to play with the democracy. Since, what, maybe 60, 70 years ago, they said, look, let's go back to the feudal time. We need to bring every population as a servant, and those who want to fight for us, maybe they will have a little bit more.
That's right. The Club of Rome of the 60s said, we want to go back to feudalism.
Yeah, correct. It's, they call it neo-feudalism. And all this transnational corporation, all this, so it's end of the any middle class as we know it, and it's practically happened. It's everybody going to live very close or beyond the poverty line, and only, you know, very few rich and wealthy will enjoy the real, you know, a life of the land and the slave owners. That's what's going on. That's their plan, in fact. And of course, they decided there is so many countries with so many population, they need to starve to death. So let's create energy lockdown, food lockdown.
Which is why Larry Fink, exactly, the real target isn't Iran, it's the world. And that's why Trump definitely thought he was going to be a hero with this and thought he would win, the Israelis told him. But at the end of the day, Larry Fink is so happy at BlackRock and the British intel that runs him to the Rothschilds, because they're laughing, saying finally they're getting their great reset. Just like COVID doubled the wealthy's money, cut half the wealth of the middle class and poor, now this is about to do it again.
Well, this may be the last break which can stop them to go into nuclear stage, because I don't believe that the BlackRock won't to see all their wealth evaporates if the nuclear war starts, you know. But in this crazy game, when you have a basically the cult-like, you know, suicidal cult-like satanist people who is there completely uncontrolled, it's hard to predict, you know, because they are not only playing one against another. There is a within the satanist, everybody fights against each other. You know, and they try to kill us all. And this is an issue. It's difficult even to wrap our minds around this idea, how it's even possible.
It's the opposite of a social contract. I remember Elon Musk last year at the World Government Summit, they used to deny that, I think it was in Dubai, he said to them, he said, listen, at the end of a reset, we always start wars to get control. He goes, I've done the numbers. We can't, even if you were for your evil plan, a bunch of countries are going to fight. It's going to cause a giant war. We're all going to get killed in it. The elite has to get out of this cycle, bring prosperity to everybody, or we're all dead, which all the numbers show. This, but instead, they're going with the old model where the British king will get with the French king, their cousins. This is in the history books. They say, we're having uprisings in both countries. Let's have a war to kill off our peasants. And this is, but you can't do that with all the nuclear and biological weapons and other nasty stuff. And that's what Elon Musk told him. And a lot of elites are listening to that, but not enough.
Yeah, not enough. And another issue which I think would be interesting fact. Look, right now, technologically, we're very close to have a robots do the fighting. You know, if now we see what the Elon Musk doing and other startups in America, how the Chinese advance in these robots. So somebody said that the Trump entertained this idea that, you know, his solution will be is to start with, 50,000-60,000 robots, send them through. You know, when it works, then why you need to...
They admit Ukraine's secret weapon, there is, I can tell you, this is actually in the news, my sources confirmed it. They are building all these factories, claiming it's for civilian use, but they've got the AI ready, and they think the secret weapon, why they want to drag the war out, is going to be deploying... That's what I was told, up to 100,000 ground robots. You think of bipedal, folks. They're actually little tanks, mainly, that actually launch drones and things. But, yeah, they're preparing hundreds of thousands of robots to attack Russia. Well, China will just supply Russia with robots.
Well, it's not only this. We are quite also advanced in kind of the different robots, and we also, you know, testing them. So it's not like we would be unprepared.
No, I know Russia has great robots, too. I'm just saying China can mass produce them.
Correct. The China can mass produce it. At least right now, Russia, you know, producing all, drones and the majority of the system we are using in this war by ourselves, because there is a lot of startups. Our old big holdings also been very efficient to, you know, scale the own production of all kind of the new weapons. That's not the
issue.
And those
are just flying robots. So I know Russia's got, I'm just saying, regardless, whatever the U.S. scales up, Russia's triple producing.
Correct. The problem is, Ukrainians became a proxy element of this war. And definitely next stage will be, as, you know, last week, Russian Ministry of Defense already published the list of the targets. It's all Ukrainian factories on the territory of the, you know, Poland, Finland, Norway, Denmark, UK, France, Italy, Spain, Turkey, and all these considered legitimate targets because they belongs to the enemy.
Go slow, because I forgot this happened. I saw that. Russia's now saying, look, you're supplying the war. You're using it as a proxy, a hybrid war. So Russia is now publishing legitimate military targets. The West has already hit inside Russia. That's a big line to cross, but Russia is saying on guard, declaring it. Start over and explain that.
Okay, look, it's very simple. So Ministry of Defense saying that they, hey, since Ukraine decided to move their military production lines to safety to the Europe, an European country been bragging about, oh, we have the Ukrainian missile factory open in Denmark. Here we're producing, propulsion models of these rockets. Here we're producing engines for this rocket. Here we're producing, drones. Here we're producing ammunition. It's all not the Europeans. It's Ukrainian factory. So guess what? Now Russia's saying all this legitimate target, we targeted them. So don't be surprised if you get warning, remove your, evacuate the workers. We don't want, people to be killed, and we just demolish this. Look, what the United States will do or, any other country in this situation, it's complete, logical, especially in the war, because this is the enemy factories. We don't care where they're located. We need to fight and destroy them. Think of this, if, for instance, Iran decide to move their, enrichment plant to Afghanistan, did the United States will say, oh, it's not in Iran, it's Afghanistan, they're going to bomb it. The same true for then to Russia to do exactly the same.
So what is Russia's message to Europe? You better stop. But Europe's not going to stop. They've been trying to lure Russia into direct conflict to trigger NATO articles.
Well, I don't believe now United States gonna step in for the, the Europe if there is would be conflict. On my opinion that for the, United States, Europe is a more serious threat than the Russia or the China combined. Okay. The, everything was.
Yeah. Europe is directly trying to shut down our industry, shut down our speech. I agree. It's the real, it's the new Soviet Union.
Correct. And this already Cold War going, between the United States and Europe for the, at least several years minimum. So what would be solution? The only solution will be is to make sure that Europe cannot compete with the United States because they're both, European civilization and what they can do. They can do nothing. Now, then the Ukraine right now, not on the focus of this conflict, but the Europeans, especially the British, will use this as a final, trump card to throw in this, fire. Oh, let's go and start then all-out war, global war. In this case, as we said, it's very difficult to really calculate carefully.
So how does Russia accelerate this and end it? Because Trump tried, but he hasn't, though he's pulling resources to Iran. What do you think Russia's going to do?
Well, first of all, Trump promised a lot during the Alaska meeting to Putin that he gonna, make sure necessary to stop it. Apparently, there is was a change of heart. Trump decided, why I need to stop it? Why I need to stop it? Look, I'm selling the weaponry to the Ukrainians. I'm providing them the intelligence. I'm still, interested that, let's Ukrainians weaken the Russia. It would be not bad for United States.
He adopted the neocon statement about the Ukrainians are killing the Russians, so it's great. Correct. He went from caring about the 30,000 dead a month to loving it.
Yeah, but the problem is there is would be all this Ukrainian factor will now become not only the always serious headache for Trump, because look, for all these 2 terms of the Trump, while he was the president, Ukrainian factor was always cause of his impeachments, cause of the scandals. Ukrainians have been always in bed with the Democrats, so basically they are globalist agents. And, it's difficult to deny that the Zelensky now openly bragging, look, I just will, hold on till the, midterm election. Trump become the, completely limited, what you call it, when he lose the majority in the both chambers.
Yeah, lame duck.
Lame duck. And then, Democrats will again want all the assistance to
sure,
us.
Sure, well, here's my question. I have no doubt that Russia couldn't have killed Zelensky as much as he's out and about. Why isn't Russia taken out? And I'm not calling for that. I'm asking a serious question. Why is Zelensky still above ground?
Well, I guess there was a certain I would say, agreements made at the beginning of this war that would be no, you know, a liquidation of the leadership of Ukraine. And to give all credits due to Putin, if he give agreement, if he give his word, if there is was agreement, he gonna stick to the last.
But they've been trying to kill Putin.
Second of it.
But they've been trying to kill Putin.
Well, that's another one. But since we are living in the war where there is no rules, no agreements, no any words, words, nothing, especially when they. You know, United States and Europe destroyed all international law, and they brag about this. They destroyed all tradition of the normal war, and they brag about this. You know, the Israelis now destroying just a remaining decent human, you know, sense of any army. How you on earth you go and start chopping the Jesus sculpture of the Christianity, and then you said, oh, we are sorry, we're going to investigate, which something is going on. It's not by chance.
So let me ask you this.
Correct. Yeah.
I'm not a Russia expert have studied it. Am I wrong to say that if NATO or Zelensky, same thing, was able to kill Putin, isn't he more moderate than the hardliners? And wouldn't that energize the Russians? Like, they're trying, they admit they tried to kill Putin. They've called for it. Once he said he'll be dead soon, Lady Graham has called for it. I mean, what would happen if Putin was killed?
Well, listen, the Putin trying to, I would say, balance, especially keeping in check our, you know, also, you know, the part of society, which is eventually the major part of society. He wants very active end of this war to put all the might and, you know, not to have this, sweet talk with them or negotiation or sticking since they are not sticking to any arrangement.
Like World War II, the Russians just roll into Germany with artillery and flatten everything.
Correct. So, I think Putin right now, he is the most moderate, and most liberal, you know, president Russia would ever have. And, you know, he's present trying to balance interest and he is very pragmatic. So all the calculation was made for the, you know, keeping in the picture, not only desires, emotional, I would say background, but also very coldly calculated situation geopolitically. And he is a great master to very, very carefully think through the all consequences. And he very, very cautious. And everything Russia does is not because, you know, Russia wants to do it, but because now they have to do it at this moment.
No, I agree. It's been extremely restrained. So I don't like to talk about it, but if they killed Putin, which they've been trying to do, which is even more insane, what would happen? I mean, it would not be good.
Well, first of all, I think Russia have very efficient, you know, service, which is protecting him personally, physically, you know, and emotionally. At least for last, you know, 20 years.
No, but it's hypothetical because NATO has been trying to kill him, which shows how crazy they are, because I know what your answer will be if you say it. It would be a major escalation, right?
Well, it would be immediately a beginning of the nuclear war. You know, if any attempts to kill our president, we consider like attack on our sovereignty. So we answer with all might and we will start destroying all those decision centers and all those concentration, you know.
So London would be, as soon as Putin hits the ground, missiles go to London.
Definitely. Not only to London, but goes to all over the Europe and eventually also go for the, you know, United States, because without United States, permission, that can be happening.
Well, do you disagree with me? I mean, it looks like NATO has attacked his house a bunch, attacked the Kremlin, attacked the bases. They've been trying to kill Putin. My point is, that's crazy.
Let's little bit talks about the facts. Just to say, yes, they tried to attack the Kremlin once, and it was one in 2023. Well, several drones hit the, you know, really the Kremlin, but they never damaged anything. It was a clip repair. It was mainly, I would say, Ukrainian tried to launch some attacks. Since that, the air defense was properly organized. And
sure, so what was Ukraine doing, trying to get Russia to overreact?
Correct. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And Zelensky, you know, hysterically pushing his people just to blow up something, just to go, if you cannot attack Moscow, attack St. Petersburg. We need you attacking Hermitage. You need to attack some museum. Destroy something. We need a very big picture to show that
blow the Ukraine is blow a passenger train up, which only pisses the Russians
correct.
Off.
That's what they're doing. They are purely terrorists. But the problem is that Ukrainian terrorists, okay, it's clear. They are like the stooges, in the hands of their handlers. But the problem is right now that we're talking about that Israel become a terrorist state and America becoming a terrorist state, just attacking and killing like a terrorist. What their, motives to destroying the hospitals in Iran or to helping Ukrainians to destroy...
No, I agree, but let me give a message to Russia, and I know I'm on the ground. Almost every Trump supporter I talked to, including high-level military, war heroes, you name it, current, former... people on the street, the polls show it. 80%+ are against this Ukraine war. 80%+ are against the Iran war. And so just know, not that it matters, but the American people do not support any of this.
Well, that's exactly. And you see, because of people like you, Alex, you've been trying to talk, truth to the people. And you cannot... cheat all the people. You cannot lie to them for long. They themselves feels where the right, where is wrong. Even now, because it's, by one hand, it's very difficult now to cut off the any nation from any information. They're going to go and do their old research. They're going to find right sources. You cannot now shut down internet and create a information gulag in the United States. So the people understand what's going on. That's why mainstream media lost its credibility. Nobody watching CNN, nobody watching, all this, alphabet soup, channels, because they are just a propaganda tool. So why
and the only person watching is Trump. He still believes it.
Right. But this entirely purpose, this, Fox News, Fox and Friends at morning, it's just made for the one single viewer and him, Trump, because he's watching the enjoying and start, erratically, posting the post in the, X.
You saw the CNN poll that 100% support him.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Even in the, in North Korea, they would not put 100%. They maybe will put 90,
8%. Yeah, exactly. Not even Pravda would say 100% support the Kremlin.
Right. Yeah. Well, he become, as you said, it's worse than the, just a cult of personality, because even in cult of personality, at least there is a certain rules. There is a team who working. They know, hey, guys, this is too far. Let's go a little bit, creating more human image. Here, as you said, megalomaniac who lost every control, and there is nobody who tell him, hey, break down. Please stop. This went too far. You're going to lose your support. Again, whether we like it or not, eventually if Trump behaving like this and we're thinking that somebody pushing him, eventually they already has a plan. It would be no election. Eventually there is would be a plan. There is no will be no freedom of speech.
Victor, I know it's late in Russia. I know it's late in Russia. I promise I'll be gone in 5 minutes. I want to get closing comments from you in 2 minutes. We'll be right back. But let's put on screen. Everybody should follow you. You just launched it 3 weeks ago. Real Victor Boot on X. Be sure and follow that Real Victor Boot. All I hear is truth from this guy. I see nothing that he said that's false. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller. Navy blue with red InfoWars on it and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. And they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Investigative journalist Elizabeth Lane has gotten smoking gun evidence that what we're being told about Tyler Robinson and Sherlock assassination is not true. And exclusive information coming up next segment. But I noticed without even looking, when I say that, I mean, it must be 10 times more, that I saw four different so-called Army Special Operations people, who we all know are actually CIA, in the last 2 weeks on national TV saying, I'm demoralizing the troops. Well, no, I'm telling the truth, not demoralizing them. The troops, no. But I've been contacted by a lot of people in just the last week saying, we appreciate you. And the good news is, the military knows Trump's gone south, and it's being passed through all the ranks now, not by the leftists, but by real patriots that get ready to not follow orders. So as bad as this is, know that that's going on. Of course, as usual, I'm being blamed for it. When it's Trump that did this. The military listens to me, and they already know I know what I'm talking about. I'm not telling them what to do. They just hear me on air saying what I already know, and they know, and that validates them. So I'm not demoralizing the military or the intelligence agencies. I'm validating them. We got 3 minutes left with Victor Boot. You want to make some key points here in closing. Thank you so much, Victor Boot.
Look, I'm just trying again to repeat, you know, my observation, what I think really can or should happen, because if Trump behaved this way and he don't care about his rating plummeting, that he lost and destroyed MAGA movement, eventually he deciding there should be no election. Well, that's number one. Second, reasonable point, if you have no election, you cannot just hope on this, you know, as a first step. You need to do the second. Then you need to remove all the and shut down all freedom of speech and remove voices like you, Alex, like Tucker Carlson, like anybody else who are criticizing them, who rooting for the, you know, real American interest. Who rooting for the peace, who rooting for development, who looking to rebuild America, you know, and to have a decent relation with everybody and peacefully live and trade. And the after these two happens, then the only remaining points will be it's just, you know, completely dismantled justice system, and then you have a complete control of everything, complete I would say prison system, because you cannot go and seek a justice in a court, independent court. And that would be end of the, you know, freedoms, end of the democracy, and this would be beginning of new neo-federalism era. And I guess in this level, Trump is just performing for what he was put by the forces, globalists, to this position. And all his rhetorics, it was just a, you know, whatever, you know, fool everybody up, you know, oh, believe me, let's go there, you know, I'm so good. There is no any more foreign wars. Apparently, there is more foreign wars. There is more attack and death all over the world because Trump has a very short temper to stop them. But question is whether anybody believe that it's only his temper or this is a very well planned, you know, for long time globalist agenda. That's my, you know, thoughts about this.
No, I think that's what it is, and they're just using Trump as the front. Sorry, go ahead.
Correct. He is a very good, you know, front figure, the stooge. With his age, we can always dump him like they use the, you know, Biden. Okay, who cares? Because he don't remember how to call them. Well, this is a sharp contrast. Look on the Trump. He's smart. He remembering everything. He knows where he is, you know. He's not forgetting the stuff. But end of the day, he doing exactly the same what the globalists want from him. And that's the main issue. This is where we all have to, you know, understand this reality. And only when we understand this reality, we can think and figure out together how we can, you know, fight these evil forces. Because right now, we're really like in biblical time, you know, the good fighting against evil. And if we lose it, it's end of humanity in this planet.
Incredible. Hope we can talk to you again next Tuesday. We're not all blown up. That'll be the last show at InfoWars. We'll be at the Alex Jones Network. Victor Boot, have a great week, and God bless you, and thanks for the time. We really respect it.
Thank you.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they don't care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and they're just, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it, and we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like, holding Hotez, and Hotez, he's on TV, like, there'll be 11 mil pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos where, like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, you know, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today.
All right, I want to say something here before we go to our guest, Elizabeth Lane. I saw this break yesterday. Candace Owens got the exclusive from her. She lives in Utah. Great investigative journalist. I've interviewed her here. She's interviewed me over the years. Followed her work for years. Huge interviews, Tucker Carlson, you name it. She's going and covering the trial. and she was able to get from someone that was able to record her conversation, some of the family members talking about, yeah, we don't believe the official story. We think he's innocent. We don't believe that gun, any of it. Just amazing. And, you know, she's got more to talk about here today, but this is a big deal. But I want to be clear about Candace Owens. I was one of the first to ever interview her. Paul Watson was our reporter. I had her on. She came to Austin, thought she was a great lady. I guess, I don't want to say I was in denial, but I saw the trans movement say we're going to kill Kirk when he comes to town. I saw them say he'll be dead when he gets here. I saw the crowd jump up and cheer when Charlie got shot, and the famous operative jump up and say, I did it, so that the, quote, shooter could escape. And you see so much trans violence, I thought, well, that makes sense. But then I was open to everything else, and then I was investigating stuff that Candace was just going through investigation. I get that. The Egyptian planes and then the Mitch Snow stuff. And I wasn't saying there weren't people involved outside of Tyler Robinson. I broke 6 days after the Cash Patel was in the meeting. I got this from White House people that were afraid to put it out. It was confirmed months later. The Patel said, you're not looking, Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent, at foreign involvement. That led to Israel, by the way. I learned that later. It was just foreign involvement then, or anybody helping. So we were saying, clearly there's a cover-up. And I just got off on a rabbit trail because when I said, hey, this Egyptian thing isn't right, this isn't right, I got attacked by pissed off people, and I took it personal and went down the path of proving I was right about Egyptian planes in Fort Huachuca, which obviously I was. I don't have 12 colonels meeting to do a hit the day before. It's how it works. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a cover-up that Tyler Robinson was basically a setup or a patsy like Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh. It doesn't mean that the 30-odd six bullets, you know, don't go through necks. And so I kind of got caught in a thing of my really own construction, also our surrogates attacking me and saying you're a Mossad agent and all that crap. But it was just a rabbit hole. It was a rabbit trail. It was a distraction. But in the last few months, Mark Levin threatening Tucker and people and saying, you'll get it. Your little POC show, we'll take you off the air. Jonathan Greenblatt, who's now got it where anybody that criticizes Israel is banned from coming to the U.S. or the World Cup, saying we need to use the same energy of exploding pagers that we used against Hamas, against Americans. I mean, I can play the clips. Calling for nuclear war, Israel literally trying to take over our domestic policy on its foreign. You know me, folks, I don't have some hard on for Israel, but now that Israel's come into the power vacuum to control our country, it really is true, via Netanyahu. You have all the former intelligence chiefs over there saying he's horrible. I'm not trying to blame Israel in general, and I don't do that to not get Israel to attack me. I try to be fair. But it was just so horrible that our government could be involved in a cover-up and involved that I'll admit it, I couldn't believe it. Because so much good was done previously before Trump took this bad turn the last 9 months and 7 months ago when Charlie got killed. And I didn't put connections to later. I went and checked my text and my phone records. He called me first and thanked me for opposing the Iran war during Midnight Hammer 9 months ago and said, keep it up, it's having an effect. They want us to get this full war. You know, the warmongers, the neocons, the Israel lobby. And then he called me right before he got killed and said, keep it up, like a month before, on Epstein. It needs to come out. It's the right thing. There's forces here trying to cover it up. You're having an effect. Keep it up. And his text messages are out, him telling other people that. So Charlie really was doing this. They're going to say, oh, Joe Kent's a liar. He didn't tell him that. Charlie was on record saying, we don't want this Iran war. We need to expose Epstein. And he was very powerful. And now they released the text messages that Candace Owens told the truth, that the Israel lobby was on his ass and threatening him. So I think they're the prime suspects in that because they've been such funders of him. And he was totally pro-Israel, which I've never been wanting to get rid of Israel. Now that Israel wants a greater Israel and drag us into total war, I don't want to get rid of Israel, but I want to get rid of them controlling us. So I want to play this short Candace Owens clip where she airs Elizabeth Lane clip that she got from someone else that recorded her conversation in the courthouse. And you need to follow her at elizabethlane.co. Also her on X. We'll put that URL up. And she's on YouTube as well. This is groundbreaking work. And she can also talk about the fact that she's been talking to a lot of folks there and wherever she wants to go with this as far as she wants to go. Here, I know she has a lot of sources and things. We'll let her be in control of the conversation. But here's the clip of Candace Owens talking about Elizabeth Lane's information and the recording she gave her that someone else recorded. Here it is.
Anyway, first things first, a sleuth contacted me from the courthouse of a Tyler Robinson hearing. They had recorded, they were able to record Tyler Robinson's grandfather while he was having a conversation with the reporter Elizabeth Lane. Now, out of courtesy, I did alert Elizabeth Lane that I was sent this and that I was in possession of the recording and that I intended to use it. She said that she had already sort of spoken about her conversation with him, so I think we are in the all clear here, but apparently there was a break during the hearing and someone was lingering behind Tyler's grandfather and group of people as he spoke to Elizabeth. And what he has to say is quite interesting. And foremost, before we play it, I want to just say that his presence in general should interest you, right? Because we have been told by many liars on the internet that Tyler Robinson's family does not support him. To the contrary, they turned him in, remember? They recognized Grandpa's gun on the news. Dad or Mom recognized Grandpa's gun on the news, which is weird because the news did not actually release a photo of Grandpa's gun. They just released a photo of something similar. Anyways, the story goes, according to the liars, that they then convinced him to turn himself in. They think their son's guilty. They're going to testify against him. Now, I have told you from the very beginning that that is simply not true, that his father does not believe that he did it. His grandmother has spoken to journalists, and she said that she does not believe that he did it. Rather, and also I should say, Sheriff Brooksby did admit that rather the truth is that Tyler Robinson was essentially coerced to go in, right? We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way sort of a situation. He and his family were told that they were going to make an arrest either way. And if he didn't want the SWAT team or whoever it is that comes in to bang down the door and hold him, hold a weapon to his face and put his parents at risk, then he better do things the easy way. Like I said, the question here is, what does his grandfather think? Because he knows that gun. It's his gun, right? It's a family heirloom. It is his gun, or was his gun, before it was passed down to Tyler Robinson. So he knows that weapon better than anyone. Let's take a listen. And, of course, I'm accounting for sound. We've tried to use AI, bring the voices up, and get rid of the background sound. Here's what his grandfather had to say briefly at the hearing.
Some have a stash of hating it.
Oh, they did? A crappy photo.
This was nice.
Yeah. What are you guys for Tyler? What are you for Tyler or the other side?
Grandparents.
Oh, your grandparents? Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm really sorry you're going through this.
Yeah, it's tough for you guys.
Yeah, it sucks. We're here to support.
We think your grandchild is absolutely brain, but I'm an investigative journalist.
Man, you know, you're gone, so like, I can tell you that you're very right. That's why, yeah.
And my dad was a cop for years.
Yeah.
He showed me all of this.
Yeah, of course, but.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. Granddad says that he is here to support. He's here to support his grandson. Sounds like he is of the same opinion as Tyler Robinson's grandmother, that he did not do this, that he was not capable of doing this. And for clarity, Grandpa asserts that he himself is a hunter, right? He also says that his father, so that would be Tyler Robinson's great-grandfather, was a cop for a while in that town, who taught him ballistics. And he says that is not what a 30-06 would do.
All right. Elizabeth Lane, who lives in Utah, journalist up there, been a guest with us, been in studio interviewed by her, is up there to give us more on this and more background and more of what she's getting in the courthouse that wasn't recorded by some bystander that got this and gave it to her or was given to Candace. And now she's been pulled into this. She can flesh all this out. I called her this morning. I was about to go on air. She was telling me stuff, but I had to get off and go on air. So just to make sure it's all clear, let her have the floor. Elizabeth, amazing information. Because we're told the whole family says he did it. There's a total agreement. This flies in the face of that. Elizabeth Lane.
Yes, Alex. Well, thank you for inviting me. And yes, well, you heard the grandpa, this narrative that we were fed that, you know, family turned him in and they might even testify against him or they think that he's guilty. I mean, all bullshit. Excuse my language. That's here, okay. But yes, grandpa said himself, I know what a 30-06 can do. I'm a hunter. And when I said that I believe, sir, that your grandchild is being framed, he said, I do too. And I believe that he's sincere. In fact, I watched for over 6 hours. I watched this family sit there and support Tyler fully, completely. And they were very much in, you know, on the same wavelengths when it gets to whether they support Tyler or not and what they think. So, yes, I absolutely, with all certainty, can say that grandparents support Tyler. I believe parents believe that he's innocent. So, yes, that narrative is not something I, you know, something that rings true anymore.
Well, I mean, wow, we're told they, you know, all agree he did it. That's the end of it, even though his confession letter to the tranny boyfriend looks like it's written by ChatGPT. Obviously, a 30-odd-6 bullet goes right through your neck at 500 yards, much less 150 yards. So when you're talking to the family, you're there, you say the sense of this, they support him, and then getting into this tape, what you make of that coming out, and now where you see this going.
So I'm going to say a couple of things. Well, the hearing itself was very informative. I didn't think it was going to be this informative because we had hearings before and I was there and it was mostly mundane and it didn't go anywhere. So we were all waiting for the trial because we know that real things will come out during the trial, right? So defense is not going to showcase their strategy right before the trial. And unlike what most people believe, actually, prosecution is not obligated to hand over everything, you know, every little detail to the defense. What they must do is hand over everything they are accusing Tyler Robinson of, but I don't know if you watched the trial. So there were two main agendas, right? One was to take the cameras out of the courtroom, and another one was continuance. Defense was asking for both, so defense asked to take the cameras out of the courtroom, which was weird to me because I just don't understand why would they want that. The reason was that mainstream media, and not just mainstream media, but also podcasters and, you know, internet is displaying Tyler as a murderer and a psychopath, which is, again, not true, but this was like defense's narrative, maybe to stall the time to so that they have enough time to review all the documents because they were bombarded by like the sheer amount of videos and these files that were dumped to on these people is just incredible. So I'm assuming they just wanted to win time and they were trying to get this, you know, cameras out and kind of trying to stall the process. Also, they said that, which is true, that FBI has not handed over key piece of evidence, key piece of evidence to the defense. And what we're talking about here is something called electronic DNA sample. So what does that mean? They gave defense the results of the DNA test, which means that Tyler Robinson's DNA matched with the towel, with the ballistics, with the gun, with all of that. But what they did not provide is how they got that result, which is very important. Because, I mean, I can say all day that I got the results from A, B, and C, but if you can't show me what tests you did to do so, then am I supposed to just believe you? So now what people are missing is that were they supposed to provide all this evidence right before preliminary hearing? No. By law, they can withhold this evidence before preliminary hearing, so they have to just give it up before the trial. So in a way, what the prosecution is doing is stalling. But what is weird about this is that Erica Kirk asked for a speedy trial. And so did Keshe Patel. If I correctly recall, Keshe says then no stone will be left unturned. And, you know, it was Charlie and everything will be investigated, all that. And they wanted to be done with this case as soon as possible, be efficient. Yet 6 months after, FBI still hasn't given the evidence to the defense. And, you know, what's shocking is that they haven't even seen the gun. I mean, defense has not seen the actual gun. And that's, to me, like, I don't know what to make of it, because if Erica wants a speedy trial that she's been talking in every, you know, every show she goes to, she says that it's my right to have a speedy trial. Great. Well, I have it then. You know, you're the victim. You know Keshe Patel really well. Why not call Keshe up and say, what's the holdup with this stuff? I want this guy behind the bars ASAP. Why are you holding the evidence? Just ship it to them. right?
Well, it's just amazing. Looking at all of this, if Tyler Robinson didn't do it and his family doesn't believe he did it, then, and obviously his lawyers are starting to fight it and you know, saying the evidence isn't there and all the rest of it, why doesn't he just come out and say not guilty and, you know, I mean, speak out and say this? Because to me, he looks like he's drugged out of his mind when he's up there.
Well, I don't know whether he is drugged out or not, but I know one thing, that if it was me in, you know, in the defense team, I would be saying, do not speak a word, because everything you speak and you communicate may be used against you, right? Now, is that the right tactics for the family? No, but that's what they are told, because they have, you know, they don't have like these special lawyers that they picked out of best lawyer, you know, 10 best lawyer list or something. They have typical Utah lawyers provided by the state. They are going exactly the route that every very average, I would even say like weak team would take. And that's your Tyler Robinson's defense crew. So they are telling the family that shut up, like zip it. You can't, at least it's my assumption, you can't talk to anybody because everything you say may be used against us, right? So that's understandable. I would have done the same. It's just to this level, it's kind of weird that Tyler hasn't said anything. I mean, he was just quiet in the court as well, in the room. It's just all out weird. Well, I mean, the defense itself, kind of how they presented the entire case to me looked very weak. They were not prepared. They didn't get what they asked for from the judge. So they've got partially like this camera deal. The judge told them that, well, we'll partially remove the cameras depending on what's going on in the courtroom, right? That's the only thing they got. And they asked for 3 months extra for the continuance, and they didn't get that. So yeah, I mean, the whole thing was really strange and weird, and I can go into the prosecution side of things if you want me to, but yeah.
No, please, you're the one observing it. Please tell us what you've been witnessing.
So, it's very odd that prosecution came out and started talking about what kind of evidence they were going to show against Tyler Robinson. But here is what was odd about it. So they said, we have camera that Tyler Robinson showed up day before with his car on the location. We have evidence that Tyler Robinson got up on that roof and fired the shots. We have evidence of him escaping, all of this stuff. But then they go and spend like good 2 minutes talking about, we will see Tyler Robinson's shirt. We will see Tyler Robinson's pants, his shoes, his cap, his glasses. You know, I don't understand why they needed this. You can just say you will see very clear.
Yeah, by the way, I've talked to FBI agents, former ones, current. When they have stuff like that, they put it out front. They want to taint the jury. This thing about they hold it
back—they
never do that. So the fact that they tell the judge, "Oh, we have all this," without showing it, very suspicious.
Well, the suspicious part to me is the clothes. Like, they didn't say we have his face. Like, they didn't say, you know what? We have his face. He's on it. Like, it's a done deal. Like, he's guilty, right? They went on talking about his clothes. I mean, if you have the dude on the camera, right, then you have him. We don't need to know what particular shirt you have, what particular shoes you have. We'll see it. But the reason they went into it, because I suspect that when the trial day comes, and if that even comes, because I also suspect that they will make a deal before that, but if trial, we will see the trial day one day, they will show us some guy, a guy, going with Tyler's clothes up on the roof, shooting the gun, running away. But I suspect that we will not see Tyler's face. And that is why they took their sweet time to explain that they have the shirt and, you know, pants and all that. Just say you have his face. We're good. Just say you have his face and he's guilty, you know? But yeah, they took that extra sweet time. And another thing I wanted to talk about is there, you know, some people said that this is a tactic. They are not giving the evidence because they want defense to have as little time as possible, so they can't prepare like good enough defense against their case. Okay. Well, I guess they are willing to risk millions of dollars that TPUSA is losing right now and Erica Kirk's reputation. You know, because people are watching Candace, me and others. Like, I guess they're willing to risk all that for that tiny little evidence that they have not provided. Like, why? Put this video out that you're talking about, that this guy, you know, Charlie Kirk and Candace's show is done. Mine, everyone else's, and we'll say, you know what?
We'll be right back. There's obviously a cover-up. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or sold for like $40. We'll be right back. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We're on back to Elizabeth Lane here in a moment, but look at this New York Post headline. Furious Alex Jones vows to fight takeover of InfoWars by The Onion. They were caught in a fraudulent auction, got kicked out of federal court. The judge said it looked like it was criminal, but wouldn't say it was criminal. And here they are trying to take this operation over. And it says, Jones in a passion plea for listeners to buy products at thealexjonesstore.com, which isn't part of my estate, funds the new network. Yeah, we need funds to continue to fight. The Onion CEO says he had a deal to buy InfoWars and grand designs beyond owning Alex Jones. They say, they filed a year and a half ago, that we will own his name. The 13th Amendment no longer exists. He is our slave. That got shot down in federal court. Now they're trying in state court. This is insane. So, yes, I need you to buy the supplements. They're great. The T-shirts, all of it, at thealexjonesstore.com. The InfoWars apparel, it'll be limited edition if we get shut down. This is all coming down. 32 years of fighting right now. I can't do it without you. I need your support. We've survived so much, it becomes kind of a passe deal. Oh, Jones has survived so much. Well, we'll see on the 30th. We're here on the 1st. They're turning everything off. But what they can't do, since we're still on appeal, is hand it over to somebody. That's why the courts, federal and state, have said you can't do a sale. So they're leasing it to them, to, quote, come in the building. The scumbags are on TV, national news, with Rachel Maddow saying, we're moving. They already say they're here. They're not. They said it a year and a half ago. They're liars. So support us at thealexjonesstore.com. That's not part of InfoWars. When they announced they owned us a year and a half ago, it killed sales 76%. Never came back. We started bigly right around that time, saying, hey, that's not owned by me. They can't get that. So that's where we are. But it's just, it's absolutely crazy what links these people will go to. And I tell you, as soon as I exposed Trump 3 weeks ago, I'd already been critical of him. All hell broke loose to these known leftist operatives, Mockingbird Media. Let me tell you, they're not just liberals, folks. They are three-letter agencies all the way. So stand with me now, folks. Stand for your own future. I need your support. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayers. You should take this interview and share it as well. Your prayers, your financial support, your word of mouth. You're the Paul Revere's. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, Elizabeth Lane wanted to start getting into the prosecution. She's been at these trial. She's been at those hearings. She's been there and just, you know, interviewing the grandpa where he says he doesn't buy the official story, the gun, any of it. We're told they all buy into it. I'm told a whole bunch of the family doesn't buy into it. It's about to go public from other sources. But here we have a clip of the prosecution. This is a week ago or so, revealed that UVM cameras, the university, captured Tyler Robinson going to the sniper's perch, taking the shot at Charlie Kirk and then running away in a wooded area. Well, I've talked to FBI agents, current and former, not just Carl Serafin. They would always, Tucker talked to his sources, put something like this out, smoking gun proof. But exactly. they don't. Here's the clip, and I want Elizabeth Lane to respond to it. She was there in the courtroom when this was said. Here it is.
He then leaves the campus. UVU surveillance then captures him return later. He returns on foot right before the Charlie Kirk event. He's wearing a disguise of sorts. He's wearing a baseball cap, different baseball cap, pulled low. He's got sunglasses on, a different shirt, different pants, but the same Converse shoes. That's all seen in the surveillance. He's limping because there's a rifle down his pants. The surveillance captures this individual. Again, I don't want to overstate the evidence because the pictures of his face at this time are not as definitive as they were earlier because of the sunglasses and the hat. But it captures his face. Captures his appearance, his height, his build, all consistent with how he looks earlier in the day and how he looks today in court. But he makes his way to the rooftop, makes his way to the sniper's perch on the rooftop, takes the shot, and then runs to the northeast, drops off the building, and runs to the northeast of campus into a wooded area. That's all captured on video.
So, I'm a guy that knows the transcult does this, so I'm like, yeah, I see that. I've been open-minded. But why did Kash Patel, confirmed, we broke it, order and get Trump to agree that Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kitt would not look into foreign connection evidence they had or accomplices domestically? Why would you do that? I talked to TPUSA high level to talk to Kash Patel, The guy's like, well, maybe they knew, but we can't prove it. We don't want to have a case that fails. Oh, yeah, right. Now you've just proven the group. So there is a cover-up. What is the cover-up? Do you agree with that statement, Elizabeth Lane? And what have you witnessed in the prosecution?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, yes, I agree. There's a cover-up. There's no doubt that there's a cover-up. But the reason you saw this particular prosecutor go and tell you how there's going to be a cap and glasses and shoes again, he needs this because he doesn't have a face. So it could be anybody. It could be Lance Twiggs, for example, who had the access to Tyler's cap, shoes, pants, similar build, all of that. So the reason he needs to state all this stuff for the people to hear is because he doesn't have a clear face on that camera. So it could be anybody. I'm sorry, but I don't buy this bullshit unless they can present Tyler Robinson's face, like clear face or blurry, but face, that he's going up that on that roof to shoot Charlie. Then I'm sorry, but anything they can present could be anybody. And it's just not, it doesn't make sense. Another point that I've mentioned is very simple. If you had this video all along where you claim that it's specifically Tyler Robinson, not some other dude doing this, then why risk millions of dollars that TPUSA and all these fans that TPUSA is losing, and Erica Kirk's image that is tarnished by not putting that out? Just put it out and it's over. Put out Tyler Robinson actually shooting Charlie Kirk. And all of this mess of TPUSA Candace Owens fight is over. As simple as that. And we haven't seen that video. We've seen usual stuff, like some guy in Tyler Robinson's shirt.
Well, I mean, since when is there a bank robbery or anything that the FBI doesn't show the video?
Exactly.
I mean, while why would they not, almost 8 months later, release that?
Also, Alex, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember there was a neighbor interviewed of Tyler Robinson's family, and the neighbor said, looking at all this videos that we already have with the glasses and, you know, hat and all that, she said, I couldn't recognize it. Like, it doesn't look like Tyler, you know. So this is a neighbor who watched this kid grow up, and she could not identify Tyler in that disguise or whatever you want to, like, fashion, I guess, whatever you want to call it. So it's weird. To me, it's very weird. And now they are not releasing this particular video that they say that they have of him actually taking the shot. Okay, well, I mean, okay, bro, we believe you. That's all I can say, but we have a lot of questions,
well,
right?
Let me ask you this. You've been in most of these hearings, right?
Yes.
So you're talking to the family. Somebody's following you along as this recording says to Candace. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else is not caught on tape, or what else have the family told you? You were saying in general they support him. I mean, what is that? What have they said to you?
Yeah. So first and foremost, this poor family is in a very bad spot. Like, you can tell that they are devastated. So they all of a sudden ended up in this weird situation where Tyler's characteristics don't add up with any of this. He's not that kid. Again, Lance Twiggs is. He's a violent kid. But Tyler doesn't know how to shoot a gun. He couldn't have shot that gun that accurately right in the jugular. It's just not possible. This is what I gather.
Well, plus the 30-06 shoots right to the throat. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's very crazy to me that, the gun is in Quantico. Kathy Nestor said that we have not even seen the gun. We are right before preliminary and we have not even seen the gun. So that's really strange. That's extremely strange to me, at least. So. Yeah.
Well, where do you see this going? I mean, what an incredible recording that got to Candace Owens of you talking to folks. I know somebody else recorded it. But just can you tell me what else? When you say you talk to the family quite a bit. What else there's?
Yeah,
when you say they don't buy the official story, they're very supportive of Tyler, quantify that. What else are they telling you?
So I had a friend of mine, Brandy Cicilliani, with me, and she also spoke to a family member. I'm not going to say who, but the family member said only 2% of what you hear in the media is true. Now sit with that for a second. Only 2% of what you hear in the media is true.
Headline, well, Tyler Robinson family member, only 2% of what you hear in the media is true. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it tells me everything, Alex. It tells me that this family, convinced Tyler that do the right thing. You just killed the man. Like, all of that is bullshit. That tells me that. Also, this weird narrative of, you know, this whole, like, him going in the police station and we don't really have the video of that and all that. I think all that was made up. And what's crazy is that...
Well, yeah, they certainly know the proof. I mean, all I know is my own personal show trials. I don't know if it were total show trials. I was there. They said I peed on graves. And then they would go, who peed on graves? We don't know. Who told you? I don't know. It was all just made up. I mean, that's pretty bold to say people are peeing on graves. None of it was true. But it just sounds good. You know, it's like they just do it.
Yeah. And again, like I said, this family is in a very bad spot. I mean, I could see that they were struggling even throughout the hearing. Like they were devastated and they know that they're, Tyler.
We didn't see Tyler, at least what I saw of this latest hearing. How did he look? How did Tyler Robinson look?
So Tyler didn't say much and we were sitting behind him. So I could not see his face. I could only see his back. Like that's all I could see, but we were sitting right behind the family. So that I saw plenty of, I believe there were six of them, that day supporting Tyler. So yes. And these are very nice people. I always say like Tyler's grandpa is a guy that, like old-fashioned American who will stop to help you on a highway if your tire is like blown out or something, like even if he's rushing somewhere, that's what kind of guy he is. And we were me, Brandy, and I believe everyone likes this family, whoever had interactions with them. So it's really hard for me to see that they somehow raised a monster, you know? And again, like going back to the neighbor that spoke out, in front of cameras, she says, well, first of all, I couldn't recognize Tyler in that clothes at all. And second, she said something very interesting. She said, what kind of people has he been hanging out with? Meaning, whatever they are telling me, that does not align with Tyler's characteristics. So he must be hanging out with some bad people. Otherwise, she would have said, yeah, well, I know that kid was trouble, or something like that.
So but they had no idea the official story that he's living with a tranny.
Who had no idea? Sorry.
Sounds like they had no idea the official story was happening.
No, I was talking about the neighbor, like the previous neighbor.
Sure,
the
but
neighbor,
also
not
the neighbor, all of them, the old neighbor that ever saw it, the family, all of it.
No, I don't know if family obviously knew that he was living with Twigs, but I'm talking about the neighbor who couldn't recognize Tyler on the video.
No, I knew that she too. I'm just saying in general, how much of the official story lines up with what you're hearing?
Like almost none of it. So yeah, that's why I don't think we're going to hear anything until trial day comes. That's when defense will actually present their strategy. That's when everything that, legal team has on the other side, on the prosecution side, will come up with, swinging. If they have anything, I really doubt.
Sure. What are the people saying? Cause I can see he set up another shooter. Obviously Crooks had help in Pennsylvania. Obviously, there's a cover-up. It's confirmed the FBI did that from people in the cabinet meeting. But, Robinson could have been part of this. I mean, we don't know. I think it's fair to investigate it all. It's very good to question, and things lean towards, this being an Israeli assassination or something along those lines. I'll just say the evidence points towards that, but that's still speculative. But what's going to happen when they release the footage? The computers out there are really good at finding if something's AI. But they can also tell you if a camera shoots video off of a screen, they can do it where it's very hard to tell, but a computer can tell. I'm predicting if they shoot off a screen, which is AI, how you cover up AI is use a normal camera to shoot off a screen of AI, then they could put it out and say it's real. I'm really concerned about AI here if there is a setup going on. And then, they would...
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you. I think that's what I said in a previous show, that the reason they are holding this evidence so long, I believe that if they have to go to trial, they have to present it, right? So if they have to go to trial, they will have to somehow manipulate it if they don't have
time. Sure, but I just gave the old primitive way to cover up AI. I'm told in other programs you can't distinguish because the 10 or 15 big AI companies put a watermark digitally on it. But there's other ways to find out. But I'm told if you shoot with an HD camera on a screen, they have a way to light it where you can't tell it's off that, then it makes it real. I mean, it makes it where it fools any computer. That's what I'm told by forensic video experts. So I'm saying there's a way to have AI you can't prove, especially when it's grainy surveillance footage. Yeah.
I believe it. I just don't know. I'm not an AI expert. I can only tell you what I hear and what I saw. And
you shoot on a regular HD camera of grainy surveillance footage that's AI. It will show no signs of AI because it's off a chip. The camera doesn't know it's looking at AI. It will take it in as pixels as real. You understand? That's how you beat AI detection. That's just one way to do it.
Wow. Yeah, that's scary. That's scary to even know. Yeah, like I said, I mean, you know, there could be a lot of things going on here. It's really weird to me how from, I believe it was day one, they told us that somehow the guy who got all these text messages and gave it to FBI, which was Lance Twiggs, was innocent. Oh, he cooperated. Goodbye. Like, let him go. Like, what? Even if he cooperated.
No, that's why Cash Patel. Listen, I'm giving you exclusive information. I say this huge exclusive. No one seems to care. Like, I just make this stuff up. I should go like a huge build up for hours and done. Yeah. Not for you, but regular folks.
Yes.
I was told by high level Team USA when I brought it up, hey, Cash Patel ordered a stand down. Don't investigate. Plus, what about all the accomplices that said he'll be dead tomorrow? Patel said, well, maybe they were involved. We can't prove it. We don't want to have a case lose. So we have Patel literally telling high level Team USA, and they're really pissed they told me this now. I'm not mad. I was trying to investigate that. Oh, we can't do that because we don't think we have a conviction. Well, at least admit it, at least drag him in. Exactly. They don't want us looking at other people because they don't want us to look at who was handling him, probably as a patsy to set him up. Because it follows a pattern. Lee Harvey Oswald, McVeigh, the Unabomber, others were really just patsies.
I'm glad you mentioned McVeigh. I just had a post on my social media about it, how PatCon was going on, how FBI actually has a history of reaching
out. He had Jolly and West, the deputy head of MKUltra, as his doctor the whole time.
Yes.
Sirhan's doctor.
I agree. I mean, you know
Jack Ruby's doctors. I mean, come on. Just come on.
Yes. Yes. Well, the question is, will we even see the trial? And I believe we won't. I believe that the reason Tyler Robinson got the state attorney and all this team doing what they are doing, which I believe they are extremely weak, my opinion, very weak. I watched them blubber for 20 minutes before they could actually explain to the judge what were they asking for. They are asking for the evidence. They are the stars of the show at the hearing, right? They are there to ask for the continuance and to take the cameras out. They could not articulate what kind of evidence specifically they wanted from the judge. Judge asked them like 10 times, and they had to take a recess. They took 15 minutes break to get their heads together to actually come out with a detailed explanation of what they wanted. I mean, you didn't meet before? You have a four-man team. Before you ever present yourself to judge and what you want, you did not meet and have a like some kind of meeting and bullet points written out what you're asking
about
for?
An in-chambers meeting. Know? So clearly the whole thing is unraveling and falling apart. Yeah. Just the audio that Candace got of you interviewing the grandpa is bombshell, and I'm told from other sources there's more stuff coming. Why? I guess the family's intimidated. Why aren't they speaking out? If none of them believe that this is the official story is true, why aren't they speaking out?
Again, I believe that the defense team, again, my opinion, that the defense team is telling them, do not talk to journalists. Do not talk to them. And because they believe that if they say something, they might manipulate this story into something else. Well, can you blame them? The, like, 2% of what you hear is true. So it's been manipulated all the way through, and they believe this, you know?
They're waiting to release it at trial.
Yes. They're waiting for the trial to come up and speak, I believe.
Well, I wonder if they're going to Jack Ruby or Lee Harvey Oswald, Tyler Robinson.
I don't know. I wouldn't. They are capable of almost everything. So, yeah, I would believe if Tyler Robinson, God forbid, something happens. But I could believe that one day we hear that somebody, you know, in prison killed Tyler or Tyler died from hanging or something. I don't know.
Just like Epstein. All right, Elizabeth Lane, thank you for the exclusive. Massive news. Great job. everything. ElizabethLane.co. How else do people find you?
I have a YouTube channel, ElizabethLane.tv, and also I'm on X.
All right, well, be sure. I reached out this morning. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for sending me the original report. But please reach out when you got more stuff, and great job if they're covering it. That's a dangerous assignment, so we'll pray for you.
Thank you.
All right. The War Room with Harris and Smith takes over. It's April 21st. Let me see how many days of broadcast. 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. That's 9 days. We shut down the 30th currently, unless there's some miracle. And I knew they were telling me after the 30th they're shutting us down. I didn't know why. I told you that like a month ago. Like, oh, it's another time he shut down. Oh, sure. Sorry we fight so hard. Sorry you support us. But now you see them saying, oh, we take over the 1st. The communist holiday, May 1st. May Day. How convenient. So just look for our new news site at Real Off Jones on X and on Rumble. I'm going to be doing extra shows, separately announcing it, doing it all, talking about it all. But we're having a clean break from these guys, and they are taking over. That's why I'm not really promoting my new stuff here. It's a legal issue. It's totally separate. And we're going to fight them all the way, even if we're out of the building. Don't worry. We're so close to beating them. That's why they're panicked. That's why they're so desperate. But I need your support. You're the final equation in this. If you want us up here on the front lines exposing the globalists, if you want us taking on the globalists, we can't do it without you. And look, I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. If you don't want to bet on a dog, if you don't want to bet on a dog that continues to fight as hard as they can for you, I have this pet peeve about when I'm live on air. There's this central camera right in the middle, and they just leave up the computer screen. I'm not mad. They fix it. Thank you. I'm just going to, every time, just go right on air to it. That way we'll just habituate on doing it. Sorry. We'll have these studios soon, so I never in 20 years ever got it done. I fail again, but I keep fighting. So back to what I was saying. I cannot do this without you. I cannot take on the globalists without you. It's that simple. So you make the decision to support us or you don't. I'm not complaining. But in the fight against the globalists, there's nowhere like this little place right up here in Austin, Texas, where you fight the globalists. See, is the epicenter by the bad guys is the fight against the New World Order. There's nowhere that's having a bigger effect than right there because of your backing. The dog only hunts because of you. So you put your energy, your support in getting great t-shirts and great supplements and things that empower you. We'll probably put a button on the Big Lee site, the AlexJonesStore.com, just to donate straight. That way we get all the funds. But I need, in fact, we're doing that today. I'll call them, put a donation button up. We need support. I'm taking on the Paul Weiss law firm, Trump, the Democrats, the whole New World Order, but I got the people behind me, so I'm going to win if you back me, but it's up to you. So get a t-shirt, take advantage of the sales, get the Methylene Blue, get it all, get the limited edition InfoWars gear. If we shut down, last time you can get it. There'll still be InfoWars. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. I fired the bat signal. It's been a long fight. I appreciate those that have supported us. I want to ask those who never bought anything, what are you thinking? It's that attitude. This is not some just regular show. This is the heart of the fight. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, the ball's in your court. It's up to you. A lot of powerful interviews today. Please take them and share them. The ball's in your court now. Harrison Smith takes over now. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. methylene blue. I just can't shut up about it. Stuff works. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.